But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Hello and welcome in to Jackson Field. In Michigan State Capitol, I'm Jesse Goldberg Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. And today, it's game number 4 in a 6-game series, the Lugnuts and the Great Lakes Loons. It is a family faith night. It is a LAFCU Frontline Friday. We'll have LAFCU postgame fireworks. The question is, will we see fireworks during the game? Adam, yesterday we saw 6 homers, 4 by the Loons, 2 by the Lugnuts. In the end, it turned into a Loons win, 12-3. Great Lakes has now taken 2 of the first 3 in the series.
Well, it's dependent on what you qualify as fireworks, Jesse, but we always have fireworks depending on the game, and we saw a lot of them from the Loons. That's been the recipe for them this year. When they get victories, it's because they hit multiple home runs. They've now won 12 of the 21 meetings against the Lugnuts. Lansing's going to have to keep them in the park. Great to see the Lugnuts jump out in front yesterday, but eventually those Loons bats woke up, and Lansing just didn't have any answer for it.
So today, we'll see if the Lugnuts answer starts with the starting pitcher. Jake Walkinshaw gets the ball. The Great Lakes Loons are well acquainted with him.
Yes, they are. They saw him go 4 innings back on July 10th, and he pitched marvelously. Shutout baseball, 9 strikeouts, which is a season high, only allowed 2 hits. Would love that performance again. That was one of those shutout wins for Lansing that they've had this year against Great Lakes. So a lot to ask to try and get through this order again like that, but Jake Walkinshaw certainly has the stuff. His slider has been tremendous this season.
On the other side, we expect to see an opener, Ben Harris, and then the right-hander, Kendall Williams. Harris has been really good against the Lugnuts, and then Williams, the big-time sinker baller.
I mean, both of them have been really good against the Lugnuts. Kendall Williams has faced Lansing 3 times and not given up more than 2 runs in any of those appearances. And for Ben Harris, ERA sits under 1, and you said it, he has not given up runs against Lansing. So it's not going to be easy tonight. It never is, but those bats certainly showed some capabilities last night. Hopefully they can duplicate a good pitching performance and see if they can even up this series heading into the weekend.
When we return, you'll hear from a special guest, Oakland Athletics minor league pitching coordinator Gil Patterson joined me, and we discuss the pitchers in the system, the ones who are with the Lugnuts, the ones who are coming, and the ones who have departed, and how they're all doing. That's up next. This is Lugnuts pregame.
I just don't know what to do anymore.
I wish everyone would just go away.
No, it's nothing. Don't worry about me.
Mind your own business. I hate my life.
She'll see when I'm gone.
Suicide could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a plea for help. You can help someone before it's too late.
And then she said she wanted to kill herself.
Do something. Contact OK to Say.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Such a joy to be joined by the Oakland Athletics minor league pitching coordinator, Gil Patterson. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Gil, thank you for taking the time.
Jesse, my pleasure.
What's the state of the system right now when it comes to pitching?
For the most part, I think very good. You know, with the new drafted players that we just got. And Jorge Ruiz, I believe, pitched here, did he not?
Yes, he did.
And he just got called up to the big leagues.
First Lugnut A, yeah.
That's very nice, very nice. And hopefully a lot more to come. but we were so thrilled for him because it hasn't been an easy ride. You know, it's been a bit of a roller coaster, and it just shows you what sometimes perseverance can do, and great coaches, of course.
It takes one to know one, right? Yeah. Well, about Norhe, when we saw him last year, then he was shut down because of injuries. Injuries have been part of the story, but you've got a lot of pitchers coming back as this year comes to an end.
You're exactly right. And, you know, I'm not sure if anyone really knows, you know, what COVID did to the health of a lot of players, including pitchers. But you're right. With, you know, with Walking Shaw that leaving here early and coming back, Holman leaving here early and coming back, Emmanuel's went down, but that was for a different reason. But Ginn is coming back, and Kusick is coming back. And Mason Miller, who hadn't been here yet, but he threw 100 yesterday in a game with Lefty down in Arizona.
I mean, Hoagland finally gets to pitch in the minor leagues.
It was wonderful. And, of course, he went to Stockton. We tried to get him here, but sometimes with numbers it's difficult.
Yeah. You mentioned the draft class. What do you think of the 2022 draft?
Yeah, very, very good. We have a kid named Waters, I think from West Virginia, and a kid named Perkins. Perkins is out already in Stockton and pitching well. And, you know, they finished, most of the new pitchers, or the draft pitchers, finished their seasons so early. By the time of the draft, they hadn't thrown for 4 or 5 weeks in most cases. So it's taken us a little time to get them game ready, which is really almost like right now, Jess. And so hopefully in the next 2 weeks, maybe we can get a pitcher or two here. But at the very most, they'll get to finish and go to Instructional League.
Speaking with Gil Patterson, a guy that we recently had join us who had missed so much time, what were your thoughts on watching Jorge Juan?
That was great to see. He's such a good young man, you know, on the major league roster, took him off. He's down in Arizona with Lefty, getting better, and he walks off the bullpen mound one day, and he slips and hurts his wrist and breaks his wrist, arguably. And it's like, what type of, if it wasn't for bad luck, Jorge Juan would not have any luck at all. But he's coming back nice, and that was nice to see. I think we're just starting to see what he's capable of doing from the pitching perspective.
Another pitcher who the ceiling is high and scratching the surface, what did you think about Joey Estes?
Joey Estes, same thing last night. You know what? I saw him when I was up here with you earlier in April and May. And next year, I'm not going to listen to you. I'm not going to come up in April and May. It'll be June, July, and
August. Can't learn anything from it.
But no, it was good to see. You know, I know we all were disappointed with the home runs, but the nice thing is he's filling up the strike zone. He's using his fastball in good locations for the most part, changing speeds with his changeup and his slider. So that was nice to see last night.
A pitcher who joined the organization from Tampa Bay, feels like Christian Fernandez. Every single time we see him out there, he's taking more steps forward. You saw him earlier in the series. What did you see from Christian?
I mean, the first two innings was exactly what we were hoping to get, yes. You know. And then arguably, young pitchers have to be able to pitch through adversity. We had the long inning, or he did. And so when he came back, he wasn't quite as sharp in that third and fourth inning that he was in the first and second. But again, that's just growing pains. But from a fastball, breaking ball, changeup perspective, it's major league quality.
There's been the fun question that we've asked, whose slider do we like more? Because we got to see Jack Weisenberger last year. Blake Beers was a trip and a half, and now we've got Jake Walkinshaw. How about the sliders from these pitchers?
Yes, actually, this year, I actually hired a slider-only coach. And no, I'm playing. all the coaches play a part. All of us, you know, talking about Ruiz earlier and Blake starting out in Stockton with Brian Corey and then coming here with Chelsea. I mean, that's the fun part about a pitching coach's job is everyone helps water the seed. And so when they're successful, we all feel like we were part of it. And that is as much satisfying to us now as coaches as it was when we played.
Gil Patterson, the minor league pitching coordinator for the Oakland Athletics, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure, Jess. Thank you. Anytime.
I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Getting you all set for first pitch, Lugnuts and Loons, it is time now for your starting lineups. And let's begin with the visitors from Midland, Michigan. The Great Lakes Loons lineup is made up by Austin Shove. We'll feature the DH Yorbit Vivas leading off. Batting second in the order, it's the shortstop Eddie Slanard. Batting third at first base, Emanuel Vargas. Heading fourth, the center fielder Jose Ramos. Batting fifth in right field, Damon Keith. Heading sixth, the second baseman Austin Gauthier. Batting seventh in left field, it's Aldrich DeYoung. Heading eighth, the catcher, Keikai Rios. And then rounding off the order, batting ninth, the third baseman, Luis Diaz. That's Vivas, Leonard, Vargas, Ramos, Keith, Gauthier, DeYoung, Rios, and Diaz. And they support the left-handed opener, Ben Harris. Adam Jackson, I turn to you. Who is your spotlight loon to watch?
I'm going to go with the old faithful, Jesse, Eddie Slaynard. He's just been steady all season long. We'll go with him tonight out of the two-hole.
How about checking out the other side now? Here's the Lugnuts offense, as made out by Veronica Alvarez. Letting things off for the Lugnuts, it's going to be the center fielder, Denzel Clark. Batting second in right field, Gabriel Maciel. Heading third, the shortstop, Max Muncy. Batting fourth, the DH, Shane McGuire. Heading fifth, the left fielder, Lázaro Armenteros. Batting sixth, at first base, Patrick McCall. Heading seventh, the third baseman, Saheed Valenzuela. Heading eighth, the catcher, Hanson Lopez. And then rounding off the order, batting ninth, second baseman, Cooper Bowman. That's Clark, Maciel, Muncy, McGuire, Armenteros, McCall, Valenzuela, Lopez, and Bowman. And they support the right-hander, Jake Walkinshaw. Adam, your spotlight Lugnut.
I think it's a Max Muncy night, Jesse. Let's go with the first rounder from a year ago.
Done. So there are your players to keep an eye on. And Adam, let's turn our attention right back to that starting matchup. It's going to be unusual to really get too far into Ben Harris, right? We don't expect him to pitch too far. But the Lugnuts have had their difficulties. They want to get off to a good start. They did yesterday with Denzel Clark and his leadoff home run. So how do the Lugnuts attack the southpaw?
I think they just need to come ready to play right away. I mean, don't take at bats off and really focus on what he's trying to do early on in the game and see if you can catch wind to it. And give him some problems in that first inning. As you mentioned, it may just be one inning. At max, two innings, so they're going to have to get on them early, and we know how well they play when they're in front early in games. Hopefully they can do that tonight.
Do you have keys on the other side now for Jake Walkinshaw against this aggressive Loons offense?
I think he's just got to keep doing what he does. He's got the blueprint for what worked the first time around against these Loons, and that's finding the strike zone early and often with all of his pitches, a three-pitch mixed guy. Do that same thing tonight. Easier said than done against a tricky lineup. But if he does that, he's going to have a great outing and give the Lugnuts a chance to even up this series at 2.
Lugnuts have taken the field. They're clad in their home white uniforms. The baseball caps black with the black brims and the silver Luggy the Lugnut on the front. Loons out of the third baseside dugout wearing their rote grays. Everybody is standing at attention. Caps are doffed. And we are just about set to send it down to the field. The Lugnuts and the Loons, game 4 out of 6. Time now for our national anthem. Thank you.
A big crowd on hand tonight for Faith and Family Night and a LAFQ Frontline Friday. It is game number 112 for your Lansing Lugnuts in 2022. Lugnuts come in 45-66, 20-25 in the second half. Well, the Great Lakes Loons are 67-44 and 27-18. Beautiful night for baseball in Michigan State Capitol. 82 degrees, mostly sunny, and not much wind as well. We'll see if the Lugnuts keep it even up this series at 2. With the call of the game, here's the longtime voice of the Nuts, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Adam Jackson, let me introduce you around to the defense for this Lugnut squad. And let's begin in the outfield, shall we? In left field, it's Lazaro Armenteros. In center field, Denzel Clark. And in right field, that would be Gabriel Maciel. Around the infield next, the first baseman, Patrick McCaw, big 6'6" tall. At second base, Cooper Bowman. The shortstop for the Nuts, Max Muncy. And at third base, Saheed Valenzuela. The catcher for the Nuts, Miss Hanson Lopez, getting the start today. And that brings us to the man on the mound, the right-hander with a fastball slider changeup mix, Jake Walkinshaw.
Yeah, he's been excellent this year. ERA sits just above 3 through 6 starts and 7 appearances. He's only allowed 10 earned runs and 2 home runs with 36 strikeouts and just 6 walks. We'll see if the righty can dominate again tonight and hold the Loons scoreless.
Our umpires for this game in just a moment. Down to the field we go. Play ball declared. Our home plate umpires, Jared Molman, and the bases umpires, Clyburn Rondon. So glad to have you along here with us. You can find Adam Jaxa on social media at Adam Jaxa, J-A-K-S-A. I'm at Jay Goldstress. Here comes Jorbit Vivas to open up the ball game. Left-handed batter against the right-hander Walkinshaw. Pretty lovely day for baseball, huh, Adam?
Absolutely gorgeous.
Currently 81 degrees. Walkinshaw throws. Now the first offering fouled away to the left side. Strike one for Vivas. We're underway at 7:05 p.m. Vivas comes in hitting 266 through 108 games. Walkinshaw lets it fly. Fouled off. Straight back. No balls, two strikes. So he's up there swinging, and Walkinshaw does not mind that at all. The right-hander toes the rubber, kicks, throws. Fouled once again, back into the screen behind home plate. Jorbit Vivas now 53 walks, 51 strikeouts. One more walk yesterday. Well, stance, even. From the left side, upright. Walkinshaw's pitch runs off the outside corner and taken for ball one. The Walkinshaw changeup. Shortstop Muncy is shaded a bit up the middle. The deal. Breaks inside. Two balls and two strikes. Walkinshaw puts the hand into the glove. Lets it fly up high. Well, from nothing and two to 3-2 on Vivas with Leonard waiting in the wings.
This at-bat exemplifies exactly what Vivas has done to Lansing this year.
3-2. Fly ball right center field. Clark and Maciel converge. It's Clark who gets there, and he makes the catch. There's one down.
Good to see it end well. Vivas has just batted so tough against Lugnuts pitching and had some really good swings. No surprise he gets back into the count and gets a pretty good pitch to hit, but nice job by Clark to make the first down.
And now Walkinshaw takes on the shortstop, Eddie's Leonard. Heading 266 through 109 games. Takes a called strike from Walkinshaw. I marvel, Adam, at the fact that Leonard has played in all but two of these games for the Loons. 0-1. Up and inside. It is very rare to find a Cal Ripken Jr. in the minor leagues, if you know what I mean.
I believe they call that an everyday guy.
And he virtually has been. Game number 112 for the Loons today. It's game number 110 for Leonard, who bounces weakly foul up the left side. One ball, two strikes.
Leonard in yesterday's 12-3 Loons rout. Two more hits, a single, and a two-run homer. Later added a sacrifice fly, knocking in three, now 50 RBIs for the year as a whole. 28 doubles, one triple, and now 12 home runs. Here's the pitch. Sky to right field, chance for Maciel. Roams right, he waits, he's got it. Now there's two outs on two easy flyouts. So now bring up Emmanuel Vargas. Vargas yesterday, Adam, was having a frustrating day at the plate. He had struck out three of his first four times. He was hitless, but in his fifth at bat, he finally had a single. He swings and sprays the first pitch down the left field line. Out of the corner, Armenteros. That ball's foul, left of the pole. Strike one. Vargas, when he collected a single to lead off the ninth inning yesterday, was the final Loon to hit safely. 15 base hits in all for Great Lakes. Now, Vargas did what he always does. Even in those strikeouts, he was working the count deep. Three balls and two strikes had ranged. Before finally, first Joey Estes struck him out. And then later on in the ballgame, both Mac Lardner and Joe DeMere struck him out. So the strikeouts now for Vargas are up to 121. Two outs, nobody on, no score. He swings and grounds it right side, past the diving McCall. A base hit in the first inning here for Vargas. Played in by Maciel. He becomes the first Loon to collect a hit tonight, a two-out single in the first inning. Isn't it funny how it all works out? And now Jose Ramos, the cleanup hitting center fielder for the Loons.
We've come full circle.
Oh, is that what that means? Righty against righty. Vargas the lead at first base. Walkinshaw throws. Ramos takes, strike home. Out of third at the knees. Ramos yesterday was 1-for-5, but that one hit was a two-run double that really broke the game into a rout. Gave the Loons some distance. Walkinshaw's pitch. The slider waved at and missed. Nothing at two. It really is a tremendous slider for Walkinshaw.
Just a thing of beauty down there. And the movement on that thing, it is tough to connect on.
Walkinshaw misses down and away. Could not get him to chase the slider. Blocked well by Lopez. One ball, two strikes. Anson Lopez, the catcher here today. Lopez is making his seventh appearance in a game for the Lugnuts. He has caught games this year in AA and in AAA as well. A young catcher, age 22, out of Mexico. Walkinshaw's 1-2, swing and a miss. Off the mitt of the catcher Lopez, who picks it up right of the circle, and the peg down to first completes Walkinshaw's first strikeout of the ball game. Side retired, the single by Vargas is stranded, and we go to the bottom of the first inning. Loons nothing, Lugnuts coming up.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, hardware, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A scoreless first for Jake Walk and Shaw. Now the Lugnuts are coming up against southpaw Ben Harris. Denzel Clark, Gabriel Maciel, Max Muncy. The Loons D. DeYoung is in left, Ramos in center, Keith in right. Around the infield, Diaz the third baseman, Lannard at short. Gauthier plays second, Vargas at first, the catcher Rios. For Ben Harris out of Alpharetta, Georgia. Denzel Clark leads off. We'll check in with Adam in just a moment on the starter. Harris throws to Clark. A kick and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. Adam, what do you got?
Well, we talked about his ERA being under one earlier this year. How about against the Nuts? Five games, 5 1/3 innings pitched, 11 strikeouts, one walk, no runs.
How about that? 0-1. Off the outside corner, ball and a strike on Denzel.
Well, for one team, that's good, the Loons. For the other, not so good. Let's see if the Lugnuts can change it.
Specifically for Harris, that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
There comes the 1-1. Clark swings and gets under it, out to right field. Damon Keith started back, now in. To his right, he grapevines and makes the catch. You know, some people would call that dance move the karaoke. Clark is at number one. Gabriel Maciel comes up next. I remember one specific opening start for Harris. He took on A. Ribiel Angeles, Max Muncy, and Tyler Soderstrom. 1-2-3. And he struck them all out. He struck out Anales with a high fastball, struck out Muncy with a high fastball, and he struck out Soderstrom looking on a fastball. Gabriel Maciel, first pitch. Outside corner, strike one called, says Jared Molman. I'm just saying, if you want to strike out three straight batters and impress somebody, that's a way to do it.
That impressed you.
That impressed me a lot. No score, 0-1. Inside corners, strike two called. And you know me, Adam. Do I impress easy?
Yeah, you kind of do.
Well, shoot.
No, you really don't.
Harris is 0-2. Fouled away off the right side. He just comes right at these batters with that fastball. And I remember earlier this year, he was throwing 95 easy. What a year for Harris. Started off his college career as a two-way player at the University of Virginia. Didn't get much time. The pitch fouled up and away to the right side. And then at the end of the year at the University of Virginia, they said, all right, Ben, choose. Do you want to be a position player or a pitcher? And they kind of were feeling like they were edging him toward being a position player. So he transferred. He sat out a year, went to Georgia. Look where he is now. Deals. Fouled off the hands, back to the stands. It's something... If you just sit down with any of these players, right, and you'll hear that story of not just being doubted, but a time where the obstacle was there, and they had to push through their own frustration. The deal. Maciel lifts it, foul, right side, and this one is heading back to the seats. And right off some hands, and that hurts somebody. Tried a barehanded catch, and I think they're thinking better of it now. You know, it sounds so good in theory, Adam, when you try to catch a foul ball barehanded. 0-2. Low and in hits Maciel. Caught him right on the foot, it looked like. Down to one knee. Slowly gets back up using that bat as a cane. I know that feeling. And Maciel, a one-out base runner. Here's the head athletic trainer, Jake Ruthier, who's going to give a look at the Lugnut starting right fielder.
Foul off pitch after pitch, and that one just... Came in on him, couldn't get out of the way, and this looks pretty serious.
He is sitting.
You know, every team goes through it, but boy, the Lugnuts have had some real bad luck with injuries this year. You certainly hope that Maciel's okay and that he can continue, but it's certainly something that's going to give him some trouble here momentarily, but he is really wavering on that foot.
Yeah, how much weight can he put on it? That's what they're checking. On the bench today, Brian Buelbas would be able to come in a straight switch. That's putting the cart ahead of the horse at the moment.
We heard in the pregame interview Gil Patterson talking about Jorge Juan saying if he didn't have bad luck, he'd have no luck at all. And that's the way things have just gone in the system. And here, when it comes to injury troubles, Maciel's departing.
Man, that's tough to see. Again, first plate appearance of the game, and just a ball that gets in the dirt, hits him, and that's it for the day. Just kind of the story of the nuts season so far.
Brian Buelbas will pinch run at first base. Here's Max Muncy. Home plate umpire Jared Molman makes sure that everybody sees, especially the official score. Look, there's Buelbas. It's going to be a straight switch, you would figure, that Buelbas would simply hop right in and play right field, back on defense in the top of the second. One out, no score. Lefty throws to the right-handed batting Muncy. Down low, ball one. Adam specifically hit by pitches. Jack Winkler, season likely over. Drew Swift, season likely over. HBPs, the deal. That's in there, called strike. Fastball from Harris. Swift came against the Great Lakes Loons. And the Lugnuts as a team now have been hit by only 49 pitches this year. That is half of the amount of times that the Loons have been hit by pitch. A 1-1. Muncy swings and elevates it to right field. It's shallow. Keith in, Gauthier out. Keith calls him off and makes the catch. Buelbas back to first base. Muncy is at number two. Bring up Shane McGuire. I mean, I look at Yorbit Vivas for the Loons, who's been hit by 18 pitches this year, or an Eddie Slanard who's been hit by 20 pitches. And you just thank your lucky stars that none of those HBPs caught them in such a damaging way as to limit their time playing. Shane McGuire now takes a ball outside.
It really has been curious how few times Lansing has been hit by pitches, but how many times in getting hit by pitches it has caused a longer stay on the injured list.
I mean, ending seasons. Lefty-lefty. Harris to McGuire. Shane McGuire takes a cold strike on the inside corner. McGuire yesterday was 1-for-2 with a two-run homer and two more walks. And so here he is playing in game number 16. He has 13 hits and 13 walks drawn. Harris deals. Popped him up on the right side of the infield. Gauthier is over. Gauthier's fighting for it. He makes the catch with a two-hand squeeze. And the Lugnuts are set down scorelessly in the bottom of the first inning. Buelbas, the pinch runner, strutted at first following the Maciel hit by pitch. We go to the second. The Loons and the Lugnuts, no score from Jackson Field.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Brian Buelbas, who pinch ran for Gabriel Maciel after Maciel was hit by a pitch in the first inning. Buelbas stays in the game. He's in right field. As we open up the second inning, the Great Lakes Loons will bring up Damon Keith, Austin Gauthier, and then Aldrich DeYoung. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. 5-6-7 batters in the Loons order. And they take on the Lugnuts right-hander out of Seymour, Connecticut, Jake Walkinshaw. Righty-righty. Here's the pitch to Damon Keith, up high, ball one. What a game yesterday for Keith. He was 3 for 5. He homered his first at-bat. He homered his second at-bat. And his fourth at-bat, all he did was triple. He takes a ball outside. 2 balls and 0 strikes from Walkinshaw. And so now if you look at Keith's stats with the Great Lakes Loons, he now has 1 triple and 3 home runs. He came into play yesterday with 2 extra base hits, 1 double, 1 homer. And now he has 5. His batting average is up to 184. Game of the year for Keith. Walkinshaw's pitch. That 2 misses, aimed for the outside corner. 3 balls and 0 strikes.
That's what's always made this lineup so difficult. It seems like every year for the Dodgers high affiliate, you just never know who can beat you.
Strike called on the outside corner, 3-1. Yesterday, it wasn't just Keith either. He had some help. 12-3, the Loons won in the end. Walkinshaw's pitch. On the outside corner, strike called. Keith had dropped the bat. By the way, on the video board, there's Damon Keith, or rather we should say Matt Damon, Toby Keith combined.
Love that.
The great graphical artist that is Terry Alipert.
Nobody better.
Walkinshaw's payoff on its way. Fly ball right field. Well, Bosco's back, reaching out for the wall, jumping up, but it hits off the top of the wall, and it's gone. It's another home run for Keith. 3 home runs in 2 games against the Nuts, all of them solo shots, and the Loons lead 1-0.
Well, even more impressive against Walkinshaw, who had only given up a couple home runs coming into this outing. And Great Lakes gets their first run against Jake Walkinshaw the second time around. But my goodness, Damon Keith, he is really having a great couple of nights here at Jackson Field.
Walkinshaw throws on the first offering to Austin Gauthier, past Walkinshaw, grabbed by second baseman Bowman. Throw to first in time, 1 down. The other thing about those Keith home runs, Adam, they have all gone to different parts of the ballpark. First homer yesterday went out to deepest right center field, showed off his power. Second home run, he ripped out to left, and this one goes out to right over the ribbon board, right where Jake Walkinshaw's name is printed with his own headshot. Aldrich DeYoung takes up high, ball 1, the slider from Walkinshaw. Oh, by the way, DeYoung homered yesterday too. He's been a Lugnuts killer. Takes a backdoor slider for a called strike. Third baseman Valenzuela off his line. And on the baseline, the pitch. A bouncing ball hit on the right side of the field, gathered by Bowman. Swings it over to first. 2 outs. 2 straight groundouts to Cooper Bowman, the former Louisville Cardinal.
Well, it's a good way to come back. Walkinshaw gave up a pretty good swing there to Gauthier on the ground, but defense picked him up, and Bowman able to get that one as well. So you always want to limit the damage, especially against these Loons. It seems like they thrive off those multi-run half innings, and you keep them to just 1 and keep yourselves within range, and still plenty of time left to go.
So now Keikai Rios takes a called strike from Walkinshaw. Fastball starts him. 1-0 Loons on the Keith home run. Right-hander deals to right-hander. Swing and a miss. What a changeup.
Yeah, that dropped right off the table right there. Beautifully done on Rios, who thought that he was going to connect barrel right there.
Rios hitting just 213 this year, 4 homers. The deal. Fastball up, swung at and missed. Down he goes. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Keikai Rios. Walkinshaw records his 2nd strikeout. But Damon Keith leads off with a solo home run. And as we go to the bottom of the 2nd inning, our score now, the Loons 1, the Lugnuts nothing.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
more than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcus Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go nuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
A Damon Keith dinger. Onward to the bottom of the second inning. Great Lakes loons 1, Lugnuts nothing. What is this, yesterday? As we go to the bottom of the second, Lázaro Armenteros, Patrick McCall, and Saheed Valenzuela. Damon Keith is not going to want to leave Lansing, Michigan based on how he's swinging. Well, on the mound now, Kendall Williams lets it fly. And Armenteros takes a fastball yanked outside, ball one. Ben Harris, the opener, went one inning. There were two flyouts. There was one pop out, and he hit Gabriel Maciel with a pitch, and Maciel is no longer in the game. So, you know, a ball and offering. Low from Williams. We're going to see a lot of that sinker. Two balls, no strikes.
No, Jesse, I don't know. What were you going to say?
I mean, we got something to remember Ben Harris by tonight. Two ball offering. That's at the knees on the outside corner. 2-1. Lázaro Armenteros starting in left field. Hitting 255 through 50 games. 9-round trippers. Pitch on its way. Low for ball three. For Kendall Williams, making his third relief appearance. His 19th overall appearance, but, you know, he's the bulk guy today. 68 innings, 57 strikeouts, 31 walks. Lets it fly. Armenteros swings and misses. 3-2. For Laz, 28 walks in 50 games, 77 strikeouts. All that great power and speed, though. Payoff pitch. Low and away. He's walked again. Armenteros is on. First batter that Williams faces and a base on balls. And now Williams against the left-handed hitting Pat McCall, who was so good at Dayton. And then he brought that great bat home, and he doubled yesterday in 4 at-bats. First pitch, inside corner, strike called. The Loons are leading the Lugnuts 1-0 in the bottom of the second inning. So McCall's batting average right now, 198. He is threatening 200. And 0-1. Up and inside. He is hitting just shy of 260 in this month of August.
I feel like those home runs are going to start to come here in the last month and change of the season.
Yeah, it is first in Dayton, and Adam, he wailed it deep left center. 1-1 pitch, popped up, left side, and a shallow left shortstop Leonard onto the grass. He's got it, and back to first Armenteros, one out. That'll bring up Saheed Valenzuela. The switch-hitting Valenzuela bats left. Hitting 186 this year through 29 games. Two doubles, three ribbies. Armenteros is a threat to run at first base. 7 steals in 11 attempts. Here's the pitch. Flared foul off the hands over to the left side. Back into the stands with a high hop up the aisle way. Nice grab by a fan sitting right near the aisle. A bell. And a bow to the other side. That's good foul ball etiquette. No balls, one strike, and the native of Somerton, Arizona. Here it comes. Up high to Valenzuela. One ball, one strike. Read a whole article about Saheed, who grew up in an area not very big, And he was told, look, you need to go somewhere bigger. Get discovered by the scouts. And as it was, Zahid Valenzuela found his way to Cal State Fullerton, a great baseball program. He swings and shoots one on the ground left side. Past the backhand attempt of Leonard. Base hit. Armenteros presses for third base. Throwing is late. Valenzuela for second. Throw there is late. Aggressive base running by the Lugnuts. And it nets runners at second and third. That's pretty. It all starts with Armenteros going first to third on the ground ball single through the left side. He drew the throw from Aldrich to Young in left field, and because the throw went to third base, Valenzuela accelerated into second. That is all about the danger of having Lázaro Armenteros on the bases. It really does make an impact. And the infield now forced to come in for the Loons, protecting a 1-0 lead. Hanson Lopez takes outside corner, strike called. Fastball from Williams. Next offering, low and away. 1-1. Every time I see Hanson Lopez getting a start for the Lugnuts at the plate, he puts his bat on the ball. He only has 2 hits to show for it yet. 2-13. 1-1. A ground ball past the mound, back of second, past the diving ball here. Base hit center field. 2 runs score. Lopez comes through. Lugnut lead 2-1 on the Lopez 2-run single. Didn't even hit it all that hard, and that made it all the more tantalizing for the Loons defense. The pitcher Williams reached down with a bare hand, couldn't grab it. The second baseman Gauthier laid out to his right. He couldn't stop it. And Hanson Lopez picked up his first 2 RBIs of the year. Now Cooper Bowman, first offering. A strike called from Williams. Fastball to start him. So the leadoff walk to Armenteros, and then the great aggressive base running off the Valenzuela single. Second and third, one out. Lopez cashes in the chance. The pitch to Bowman. High. 1-1. Lopez on, 1 gone. The break even, 1-1 from Kendall Williams. A bouncing ball foul down the left side. Hops right past the Lugnuts manager, Veronica Alvarez. Earlier today, my pregame interview was with the minor league pitching coordinator, Gil Patterson. You will hear tomorrow an interview with Veronica on the Oakland Athletics pregame show. And Gil earlier today showed me a video of how the Lugnuts team greeted Veronica after her victory 2 days ago. The pitch, Bowman lays off, breaking ball bouncing in, blocked by Rios. Ball 2. They caused a scene in the Lugnuts clubhouse to celebrate her win on Wednesday. She told me she's keeping the game ball, she's keeping the lineup card. Lopez at first, 2-2, 1 out. Pitch on its way. Bowman rips it foul down the left side. Oh, he was on it. A laser, but left of the pole. Try it again now, 2-2. Foul tipped at home plate. Leaked through the catcher, Rios. Cooper Bowman is starting to get that swing going. He's been putting in a ton of work. And I was talking to his hitting coach, Javier Godard, about how it's starting to show up now in the field. Bowman in yesterday's game, 2-4. Singles to right and to center. Williams holds and deals. Low and away, ball 3. I mean, Adam, we knew coming over from the Yankees that Cooper could run, that he had power, that he draws walks. But the big key for the Lugnuts is they just would love to get him on base.
Exactly.
Power is naturally there. 3-2. Does Lopez run? No. Bowman bounces it foul.
I mean, he's a guy that swiped 35 bags earlier this season. You need that guy on base, and it's one of the reasons they've put him down in this ninth spot. Hopefully he can turn the card over and obviously get in scoring position for the top of the order. It's a really good option for him. Just got to have some consistency here, and he can take off.
Denzel Clark on deck. Payoff pitch from Williams. It's two, and here it comes. Line foul left side. Oh, careful. 3-2 it remains. Well, we have seen when you pitch Bowman in, his hands are quick, lightning quick.
Yes, indeed. I think a fan over there tried to have lightning quick hands and didn't quite make the catch, but at least got the hand up to block there on that one.
It's a payoff once again. Bouncing ball hit towards short. Two hops to Lannard, throws to second, one, and then juggled there by Gauthier on the transfer. Four sat supplies at number two. Lopez is out. Bowman is on at first base. And the batter now, leadoff man in the order, Denzel Clark, as the lineup flips over for the first time. Clark flat out to right field back in the first inning. That against the opener for the Loons, Ben Harris. Adam, we began this broadcast with the pitching coach David Anderson goes out there for Great Lakes. We began it talking about how the Lugnuts had not had success against either Harris or Williams. Still not much success against Harris, but look, they're doing some things here against Kendall Williams in the bottom of the second inning.
Yeah, and so far it's been just putting the ball in play. And get a base hit there from Valenzuela. Lopez gets one to fall free for a base hit. And then same thing, Cooper Bowman, you know, get the out at second base, but get that speedster at first. He could just as easily get over to second base. And a great answer by Lansing after giving up the solo shot in the top half of this frame.
Mound meeting adjourned by the home plate umpire, Molman. By the way, a roster move made by the Athletics earlier today, Aribiel Angeles is being placed on the injured list for the Lugnuts. We have not seen Angeles since early in the Dayton series last week. So the Lugnuts are once again starting to get a little bit thin roster-wise. I thought over to first base, Bowman back in. What do you think? Does Cooper Bowman try Kendall Williams here?
I think he should, especially with Denzel Clark up there, who's been swinging it well, had the home run yesterday. Maybe he doesn't need to.
The pitch. Clark takes the off-speed, breaking in for a called strike on the inside corner.
But yes, that's kind of been the MO of the Nuts here over the last few months. Be aggressive on the base paths. You've got a big bat up there and get in scoring position. Wouldn't be surprised if they send Bowman.
And the 6-6 Williams deals to the 6-5 Clark. Swing and a miss. Stays right with that breaking ball. Bowman steps away from first base. Wind is currently blowing out in Lansing, Michigan. Lugnuts 2, Loons 1, bottom of the second, two outs. And 0-2. Breaking ball swung at and missed. Williams strikes him out and the side retired. The inning is over. For Williams, that's his first strikeout. But the Lugnuts do take the lead on a two-run single by Hanson Lopez. 2-1 Nuts going to the third inning. Adam Jackson will have the call when we return.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Hello there as we come back for the top of the third. 2-1, Lugnuts leading at Jackson Field. Thanks for spending your Friday night with us. It is Jake Walkinshaw back out there. First pitch strike to Luis Diaz. 9-1-2. Yorbit Vivas, Eddie's Leonard to follow. Walkinshaw's next pitch. Swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Walkinshaw with a couple of strikeouts, a couple of base hits allowed. One, a big one. A Damon Keith home run, his third round tripper in the last two nights. Two hits apiece for each team on an 80-degree evening at Jackson Field. It is packed with fans. They know their opportunities to come out and see the Nuts are dwindling. The pitch, that's inside. One ball, two strikes. Season coming to a close on September 11th. And Lansing in the midst of their second-to-last homestand. That pitch swung on and fouled back. One ball, two strikes. Close out the series this weekend, Wizarding Weekend here at the ballpark. So Harry Potter fans, come on out tomorrow and Sunday. The pitch, up high. Two balls, two strikes. And then the Nuts will head out onto the road for back-to-back trips at Wisconsin, the Timber Rattlers. Offering a little bit inside, three balls, two strikes. And then they will head to South Bend, both visits to the Western Division for the first time this year before wrapping up against Dayton, a team they just saw for the first time last week. The pitch, swing and a foul tip. And it remains three balls, two strikes. That the first time they saw Dayton on the road, that is. Here they lead 2-1 at home. Crazy to think game 112, just 20 left to go. 3-2 pitch from Walkinshaw. Sprayed up into the seats and heading towards the suite level. And a nice grab off a bounce. A casual grab. One of the fans up here at suite level. 3-2 pitch. Down low, ball four. And the first walk tonight by Jake Walkinshaw. And it's Luis Diaz who turns the card over. Tying run is on in this third inning. So now it's Yorbit Vivas, who had a nice at-bat the first time around but ended up flying out to center field and Denzel Clark. The pitch. Sprayed down the left field side, twisting inside the line and down towards the wall. Around second, sprinting to third is Diaz. He stops there, into second with a double, goes Yorbit Vivas. Continuing to have a great at-bat against the Nuts this year. It's his fifth double against Lansing. And here come the Loons. Just enough to twist it in the line. After Lansing answers with two, Great Lakes now with two aboard and nobody out against Walkinshaw as they have more success against him. He's already allowed three hits. He allowed just two total hits the first time out up at Dow Diamonds. And now has to face Eddie Slanar. 12 home runs, 50 driven in. Infield is in. The pitch, twisting inside. Slanar tried to lean into it. Ball one. We talked about HBPs. There's a guy that's looking for him. He's in the box right now. Spinning around, but not removing himself. The pitch, bouncing ball, third base side. Backhand by Walkinshaw, and he'll have no throw. He faked to come home, saw behind him that Diaz started to run, was ready to come home. Diaz didn't run, and by that time, he had no play at first base. So everybody is safe. It's an infield swinging bunt single, and the bases are loaded with nobody out in the third with Loons.
Adam, if he throws that ball immediately to first base, you think he gets that out?
Yes.
I think so, too. It was that momentary hesitation, and you know, Diaz started that break. If the third baseman Valenzuela is at his bag, I think they've got Diaz if Walkinshaw turns around.
Now here's Emmanuel Vargas. First pitch down low, ball one.
So there's a chance of one of two outs at first base or at third base, and in the end they get nothing.
2-1 Lansing leading, top three, but the Loons threatening. Lugnuts keep that infield in with Valenzuela, Muncy, Bowman, and McCall from left to right across the diamond here at Jackson Field. Play deep in the outfield with Armenteros, Clark, and Buelbas. Most of the infield covered in the shadows as the sun sinks to our left. The 1-0 pitch. Twisted out towards right field and down on a base hit. And then it bounces over the head of Buelbas. He knocks it down and gets it in quickly. So one run comes in, an RBI single. 2-2 our score. Well, that could have been a lot worse after Buelbas didn't see it come into the glove, but he knocked it down enough to have it just pop over his head and stay right behind him. And the Loons weren't really sprinting on the ball because they had to wait and see if he was going to catch it or not. So fortunate there that only one run scores. Don Schulze marches out to the hill to try and slow down Jake Walkinshaw here in the third inning.
Yeah, this is about getting Walkinshaw right and executing pitches. One batter at a time, because things can snowball quick when you're taking on this Loons offense.
This is something we haven't seen very much of from Jake Walkinshaw. He had the big game against West Michigan where it really stuck out. Four innings, gave up eight hits, seven runs. But outside of that, he's only given up two runs or less in all his other outings, including last time out against Dayton. Gave up those two runs but had eight strikeouts, and that was through five innings of work. We sit here in the third. He's already given up five hits, which is third most allowed by him this year. The pitch hammered out to left field over the jumping Muncy, base hit. Around third to score comes Vivas, and right behind him, the throw is up the line, and Leonard scores as well. Then the ball gets away, and both runners advance to second and third. Lugnuts struggling in this third inning as three runs have been plated, and the Loons in front 4-2.
It's just not sharp. On one side, you've got the Loons barreling Walkinshaw. But in left field, Lázaro Armenteros has to get rid of that ball quicker. It took that little bit of hesitation and the windmill immediately from Elian Herrera coaching at third base, and then the lack of concentration by Lopez, the ball right off his glove, just like we saw from Buelbas in right field. So, Adam, this is contagious, and it's affecting all of those defenders.
And still nobody out, and here's Damon Keith. First pitch down low. Keith with three home runs in the last two games against the Nuts. It's 4-2 Great Lakes. One thing we said, don't give up those big half innings. They've done so here, and still more time. Pitch down low. Two balls, no strikes. Great Lakes got a run. Lansing got two runs. And the Loons now have three runs. 1-2-3 in the last three half innings.
You know, the bottom of the third should be a lot of fun.
I think it should. But the bigger question, can you hold them to just three runs? Infield in, second and third, nobody out. Pitch down low, and it's three balls, no strikes right now on Keith.
That's the worry of things continuing to go sideways. If Jake Walkinshaw is trying to make that perfect pitch.
Starting to think about things a little bit when you've allowed the first five to reach. Next offering is in there for a strike, 95 on the gun, and it's 3-1 on Keith.
Even what worried me about that pitch, Adam, is his catcher Lopez set up on the inside corner, and that pitch is to the outside corner.
The pitch home. Down low, and that is ball four, and the bases are loaded again. Still nobody out.
He's just yanking everything at the moment.
Very un-Jake Walkinshaw-like to see him kind of unraveling here in this third inning.
Well, do you remember that he had that game when he came in relief against the Whitecaps? And it was all capped by the three-run homer by Trey Cruz. That is the only other time where things have really gone bad for him.
A pitch, swing and a miss from Gauthier. Strike one, yeah, just mentioning that two outings ago.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the eight-hit, seven-run performance back at the beginning of the month on August 5th. Next offering, inside, twisting away is Gauthier. One ball, one strike. 4-2, Loons leading in the top of the third, and Lansing is still looking for their first out. Seventh batter at the plate. And Gauthier, the pitch home. Swing and a miss, high fastball, and it's 1-2. This is more like it. Out ahead of Gauthier, who grounded out to second in his first at-bat. Eight strikeout performance the last time out for Walkinshaw, second most this season. That was at Dayton. Here, just two strikeouts, two walks, and six hits allowed. 1-2. Slider twists away. Two balls, two strikes.
Big pitch here because you don't want to go full.
Lugnuts have removed themselves from the infield in alignment and gone back to double play depth, conceding the run here, trying to get two potentially. 2-2. Outside and low, and it's three balls, two strikes, and that was not close.
Extension side against these right-handed batters, right? How often have you said that about Walkinshaw missing over there?
Nowhere to put him, the 3-2. Jammed him, foul. Good pitch there, and we continue on. Fans beside themselves up there at suite level. Had an opportunity at the baseball and let it slip through the fingers. Another lucky fan down in the lower bowl, though. You win some, you lose some. 3-2. Out to center field, hanging up for a moment. Clark makes the shoe top catch, fires it in, and the throw a little bit high, and sliding in safely is Fargas. Ball gets away, though, and up to second and third move the Loon runners. It popped out of the mitt of Lopez and went about 15 to 20 paces to the right of him before Walkinshaw could locate it. And again, sloppy play on a great catch still provides an advantage for Great Lakes.
It's got to be an error on Hanson Lopez.
There finally is the first out of this third inning, but again, it scores a run, advances two runners up to second and third. And we've got Veronica Alvarez down there, the acting manager this week for the Nuts, talking with home plate umpire Jared Molman. They did rule it out, so I'm not sure what she was asking, but we'll play on. Wasn't an argumentative conversation, just a conversation with Molman at the plate. Now Walkinshaw is going to throw over. They're going to check at third on the tag. And the appeal for naught, as Jared Molman, the home plate umpire, says, nope, he tagged up, no problem. Vargas scores. So 5-2 Great Lakes, a four-run third inning.
It's worth a try just to see if Vargas did in fact leave early.
And now they're going to intentionally walk Aldrich DeYoung and load the bases again. Try and play into the double play for Kekai Rios.
Boy, a lot of pitches in this inning used by Walkinshaw. Kumar Nambiar is ready in the pen.
We'll see what they want to do. We'll see if maybe this is the last batter that Walkinshaw faces. The pitch on the ground could be two. Right to Muncie. Shovels to second for one. Relay to first. Up the line, but McCall snags from Bowman. There's the double play, and the reason you walk Aldrich DeYoung. The Nuts are finally out of a lengthy top of the third, but not before four runs come in on four hits and three walks. Let's head to the bottom of the third. 5-2 Loons.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Well, the Lugnuts with work to do as we bring you back to the ballpark in the bottom of the third. It is now 5-2 Loons. Kenda Williams' first pitch of the third is a little bit wide. Ball one to Brian Puelbas, who unfortunately has to come in a tough circumstance. Gabriel Macio removed from the game with an injury earlier. Next pitch, good changeup, swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Macio was hit in the foot in his opening at bat in the first and couldn't continue. He couldn't put any weight on that foot. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Puelbas batting 173 in his 53rd game this season. 31 hits, 9 doubles, a triple, and his 6th home run came a couple of nights ago. 1-2 pitch. Down low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Puelbas with good pop, the 20-year-old. Top 30 prospect, according to Major League Baseball's pipeline. 2-2. Lifted out to the left side of the diamond. Not going to leave the infield. Just inside of third base, behind the bag, Luis Diaz squeezes with two hands. One away.
Adam, do you notice that Puelbas is wearing the Osvaldo Barrios socks?
Yes, I do.
I asked Barrios about those socks, that they just look so right for a Lugnuts uniform, and he said, yeah, that he searched them out individually and purchased them. I think Brian Puelbas agrees with us. Those socks are worth it.
Absolutely. Here's Max Muncy. First pitch. That's inside. Ball one.
Adam himself, by the way, let me inform everyone that Adam's socks are just top-notch today.
Really? Wow. Appreciate it. Brought the fire on a Friday. 1-0. That's in there. Strike one. Max batting just short of 230 with a few home runs. 13 driven in. The 1-1 pitch. Half-hearted swing. Fooled on that one. One ball, two strikes on Muncy. 19-year-old from California. Trying to get the nuts back into this one. Down 5-2 after a 4-run top half of this frame for the Great Lakes Loons. Williams pitch, swing and a foul tip, held onto by Kekai Rios. Second strikeout tonight for Loons pitcher and the first for Kendall Williams.
There are some Loons who just bring major velocity at you. We saw Nick Frosso the first game. With Williams, everything is moving.
Lugnuts are having a tough time trying to get barrel on ball right now. See if Shane McGuire can do it. First pitch, that comes inside. Well, he buzzed Muncy with the first pitch. Does the same thing to McGuire. 5-2 Loons in the bottom of the third, and you're just worrisome every time that pitch comes close. 1-0. Slides inside and low. Two balls, no strikes. And that just being because Lansing has had some tough luck with the HBPs this year. We saw it in that first inning with Gabriel Mauscio. 2-0. In there, strike one. McGuire with his first home run as a Lugnut last night. He has had an excellent start to his campaign. The pitch, that's outside. Three balls and a strike, and one of the reasons his eye has been so good. 13 walks and just six strikeouts, and potentially going to have another one here is Kendall Williams. Can we call that Cartaya time? He just removes the baseball and everything.
Kendall Williams threw the baseball away while Shane McGuire was standing and staring at him, bat ready.
That's a balk, right? The pitch. That's down low, ball four. And there is the 14th walk, John, by Shane McGuire.
I just get a good feeling during some of these McGuire plate appearances when you know that the pitcher wants the batter to chase. And Shane McGuire is just not going to chase. He's not expanding the zone for you.
That's half the battle. You lay off those enticing pitches, you put yourself in good pitching count situations. McGuire does it again there. Here's Lázaro Armenteros. First pitch to the righty. Low and outside, ball one. Lázaro walked in his first at-bat. That was the first batter that Kendall Williams faced after taking over for Ben Harris. The pitch, swing and a miss, throw back to first, and McGuire was caught, and he is out. A secondary lead, and then he tried to get back to the bag, and he gets picked off as Vargas tags him, and that's going to do it for the Nuts in this third inning. We head to the fourth, 5-2, Great Lakes.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
The fourth inning we go at Jackson Field. A rowdy crowd tonight in Michigan State Capitol, just past 8 o'clock in the Eastern Time Zone. Appreciate you joining us for game number 112 of Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. They've got some work to do, trailing 5-2. It is Jake Walkinshaw still, and the first pitch runs inside. Ball one to Luis Diaz. We start the fourth the same way we started the third. You said it wasn't Groundhog Day today, right, Jesse? The pitch.
Last check.
It's up high. Two balls, no strike. That's in February, correct?
Only the right fielder, Brobus, can see a shadow right now, by the way. None of the others can.
Well played. The pitch. That's up high. Three balls, no strike. So does that mean meet in the middle? It's not going to be six more weeks. It's maybe going to be four or five.
Three more weeks plus another weekend of baseball in the regular season.
The pitch, that's on the inside corner, 3-1.
Lansing does not need any more weeks of snow.
No, we'll take all the days without snow and all the warm weather days as well. Next pitch, that's down low, ball four, and just like we started the third, We start the fourth with a walk.
I've seen this movie.
Over and over again?
Yes.
Yorbit Vivas now stands in. He's not going to double down the left field line, is he? 5-2, Great Lakes leading Lansing in the top of the fourth. Faith and Family Night at the ballpark, and there goes Diaz off for second. They've got him picked. Muncy tags him, and he's out. He got a great jump on Walkinshaw, just decided to go. The Lugnuts alerting Walkinshaw, throws to second, and Muncy gets the tag, so the bases are clear.
You say great jump. I'm going to disagree. He got a jump, but when the pitcher's holding on to the baseball, it didn't work out so well for him.
Well, he got three quarters of the way there before he got out.
True.
All right, here's the first pitch. Yorbit Vivas takes it on the inside corner. Strike one.
The old school communication style of shouting out to your teammate to let him know what's going on.
0-1. That's inside with a slider. Vivas checked it, didn't go around. One ball, one strike. That's the old adage, right? Got to communicate. It's the most important thing. And the Nuts alerted the right-hander. 1-1. And on the hands, shot foul, third base side. One ball, two strikes on Yorbit Vivas. 5-2, Loons in the fourth. Walkinshaw staring in at his catcher, Hanson Lopez. Now turns and fires. Just misses the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes on Vivas. Doubled earlier in this game, batting up over 370 against Lansing in 22 games. The pitch, checked it, and it went off the end of his bat. Foul. Mains 2-2. That, if you're wondering, is the best average against the Lugnuts this year besides. Next pitch, up high, Damon Keith, and he's had a much smaller sample size, just four games, but already three home runs with another one tonight. The pitch, whacked foul down the third base side. In comparison, Vivas has done this again in 22 games against Lansing. 81 at-bats. Keith just above a couple of handful of at-bats. 3-2 pitch. Lifted in the infield. Right behind second, Muncy is under it, walking towards the bag, and makes the catch for Walkinshaw's second out. Well, it started with the walk, but then they get Luis Diaz. Weak contact to Vivas, and this looks much more like the Jake Walkinshaw we're accustomed to. Jesse told you in the last half inning that Walkinshaw was out there. Kumar Nambiar was ready to come in. He's sat down. The pitch lifted out to right field, heading towards the wall. Guelbas is going over there, and it goes off the wall, but just foul. It was slicing towards the foul pole, and Edis Leonard just misses another double. That wall can be tricky out there. He's had six doubles against the Lugnuts this year. Already has a base hit tonight. And if it doesn't reaches a double, Leonard going to take his time to get back to the base, to home plate, rather. Ethan out there to hand him the bat. 5-2 Loons in the top of the fourth inning, but two outs and the base is clear. Now Leonard is ready as he climbs in. Oh, not quite. Take a deep breath after all the walking he just did.
You know, a walk in the park is good for you.
Walkinshaw's pitch. Fouled back off the netting. 0-2. Sure is. Loosened up. Stretch it out. Leonard tonight, 1-for-2 with that base hit in the third. Flied out in the first. Loons have scored in their last two half innings. Walkinshaw trying to end that trend here. 0-2. Lifted foul. And that one heads towards the suites. A lot of action up there in the suite level tonight. Baseballs aplenty. And a new ball for that fan. This pitch flied up again. Doesn't quite get to the seats. This crowd having a ball. Literally. I got a good one from the production room to my left. I'll take it. 0-2. Little bit off the edge. One ball, two strikes on Leonard. He's got that big, menacing stance up there. 5'11", 195-pound, 21-year-old from the Dominican Republic. Swats this one out to center. Not deep, though. In comes Clark to his right. Now shuffles a step back. Makes the catch to the left of his shoulder for the third and final out. A walk and then a batter picked off. And then two flies off to the last of the fourth, 5-2, Loons.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Off to the bottom of the fourth we go from Jackson Field. 5-2, Loons in front. Lansing got a couple of runs in that second inning. Nothing since. We'll see if they can do some damage in this half inning. Lázaro Armenteros, Patrick McCall, and Sahit Valenzuela stepping to the plate. 5, 6, and 7 due up. Nuts in those beautiful home white unis. Lugnuts in red across the chest. Kendall Williams back out for his third inning of work. Turns and throws. Swing and a miss from Lázaro Armenteros. 91 on the gun from Kendall Williams. Olive Branch, Mississippi native. Throws. Swing and a miss. That one looked like it was going to be the same pitch, but he took some off of it. The slider, or a curveball rather. 0-2. Next pitch. That's down low. One ball, two strikes. Williams, 6'6", 205, 21-year-old. Came over from a trade with the Blue Jays. He was drafted by the Jays, second round in 2019. 1-2 pitch. Slides outside. Two balls, two strikes. But then was dealt in 2020 in the trade deadline on August 31st for the Blue Jays, who acquired Ross Stripling. Next pitch, lifted out to left, but fading fast, and a sliding forward grab from Aldrich DeYoung. He does it all against the Nuts. He's had tremendous catches all week, and add another one to the list. One away.
Adam, the thing about that catch, he's sliding, right? But he reached up for it. If he doesn't make that catch, that's going by him all the way to the wall.
A flair for the dramatic.
Yeah.
All right, here's Patrick McCall. First pitch to the lefty. Swing and a miss. Strike one.
I feel like he had to reach up so high that maybe he didn't really have to slide.
That's what I'm saying. Flair for the dramatic. Didn't need it. We saw him kind of stumble down earlier in this series and hold on to one. 0-1. That's outside. One ball, one strike. So Aldrich, great catches, but perhaps making it a little bit more difficult on himself than it needs to be. All counts the same, though. 5-2 Loons, bottom four. 1-1. Hammered down the first base side, but just foul as is pulled about a foot to the right of that first base line. Patrick McCall removes the helmet, and we see the helmet hair. Good swing right there from McCall.
Really, I don't understand why someone wouldn't have helmet head.
I mean, they're wearing batting helmets. It makes sense. Or hat hair. Combine them both. Double whammy. 1-2 pitch. That's down low. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
When Kevin Pillar played for the Lugnuts, he shared with me all of his different hair care secrets. Because as he said, what if your cap flies off? You need the hair to look good.
Always got to be looking good. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Changeup gets McCall. And he's down. Third strikeout for Kendall Williams. We got to sneak in some trivia in this fourth inning. You know, Jesse, there's a record for everything in baseball, including how many times consecutively a major league team has been rained out. How many days? The pitch? There's a bouncing ball foul, first base side. So, you can answer one of the two. You can answer both. You can take guesses. I'd like to know the team and how many days in a row this team, which is still the record in Major League Baseball, was rained out in a row. The 0-1. Swinging a bouncing ball towards short. Small hops. Leonard to the left of the bag. Flings over to first. And that's going to do it. It happened on this day back in 1903. That is your trivia question tonight. What team and how many days in a row were they rained out consecutively? At Adam Jaxa, at Jay Goldstress on Twitter. Jay Goldstress at LansingLugnuts.com. Hey, speaking of Jay Goldstress.
Yo.
He's got the fifth and the sixth with play-by-play when we return. 5-2, Great Lakes.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's a 5-2 lead in favor of the Great Lakes Loons. Out of Midland, Michigan, playing in Lansing, opening up the fifth inning. Game 4 of a 6-game series. It's Emmanuel Vargas who leads off. Jake Walkingshaw back to the mound. Now the first offering, a broken bat ground ball. One hop to McCall at first. Takes it to his bag. And Jake Walkingshaw can go walking back to the mound. Hum that baseball around the horn. One pitch and one down. Walkinshaw in the first three innings, his velocity was down. He was working 90 to 93 miles per hour. His velocity has jumped first in the fourth inning. Now up to 97 deals on the outside corner. Strike called to Jose Ramos. Hey, Adam, you remember this pitcher, Jake Walkinshaw? Loons have seen him before. He has found his mojo. 0-1 inside. Ball and a strike to Ramos. The rhythm is better. The confidence is there, the pep in his step, but the Loons are leading the Lugnuts 5-2 on the shoulders of a four-run third. Ramos swings and grounds to shortstop. Love by Muncy, throws to first. On the stretch by McCall. Two down.
Yeah, he just needed a couple innings to get settled, it feels like, but you're right. I mean, this is a completely different pitcher than what we saw in the third inning.
Now he takes on Damon Keith. Keith has been the Lugnuts' nemesis between yesterday and today. Today, a home run in the second inning and a walk in the four-run third. Righty, righty. Two outs, nobody on. First pitch. Right in there for a called strike one. Fastball to start him. Walkinshaw with his feet together. first base side. Turns, kicks, throws. Keith went around too far. Breaking ball tempted him, bouncing into Lopez. No balls and two strikes. Walkinshaw struck out a batter in the first inning. Ramos to end the frame. Struck out Rios to end the second inning. And now here in the fifth, fastball outside. One ball and two strikes on Damon Keith. And the Lugnuts pen, Kumar Nambiar, is back up and warming. We'll likely see Nambiar in the sixth inning. Should Walkinshaw close the door here? Keith bounces weakly, third base side, foul. One ball, two strikes, it remains. Wind tugging on the American flag, hanging high above the Lansing BWL sign down the right field side, tucking that flag in and to left. Now cars passing southbound on Cedar to our left side, sun setting in Lansing. Walkinshaw's pitch, low and away, slider, two balls, two strikes. And there a cloud above, directly above us, clear blue skies. And a sky riding plane off in the distance. Two and two, two gone. The pitch to Keith. A slider is grounded left side. It's the third baseman Valenzuela intercepting, spinning and firing to first in time. Side retired. Three and assisted, 6-3, 5-3, as easy as 1-2-3 for Walkinshaw. And as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning, halfway to the house, it remains the Loons 5, the Lugnuts 2.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Hanson Lopez will get the bottom of the fifth inning going for the Nuts, followed by Bowman, then Clark, 8-9-1. Loons right-hander Kendall Williams to oppose. Great Lakes on top, 5-2 in Lansing, Michigan. And Williams so far has completed three innings with three strikeouts. He has walked two. He's allowed two hits. Both of those hits back in the second. Hanson Lopez supplied the Lugnuts runs. The pitch, a line drive flaring in the right side and caught by Gauthier. Dashing to his left, in the end lunging out, and he ends up on his belly in shallow right field with the catch. One gone.
That's a heck of a play on a little loop shot that's running away from him, and that's a nearly perfectly placed ball from Hanson Lopez for a second time at the plate.
Lopez in the second inning had singled in two. Williams to Cooper Bowman now, righty to righty, pitch on its way. Fastball to start him, and a strike call. Bowman reached on a fielder's choice his first time up. Two for the Lugnuts in the second inning, one for the Loons in the second, four in the third. The deal, fouled off at home plate. No balls and two strikes on Bowman. Cooper Bowman, when he was traded to the A's, was rated the Yankees' number 21 prospect in the organization. He signed with the Yanks for $353,000 last year as a fourth rounder. The deal, way outside from Williams, ball one. The native of Rapid City, South Dakota, and Adam, you know, coming out of high school, Perfect Game USA rated him South Dakota's number one shortstop in the state. 1-2, low and away again, two balls, two strikes. Overall, he was South Dakota's number two baseball prospect coming out. And then, first for Cooper, off to Iowa Western Community College for 2 years, and then to Louisville. 2-2. Breaking ball fouled off, rolling left side, stays alive. Quick, Adam, how many Dakotans can you name in the major leagues?
None. Sorry to disappoint.
No, that's okay. I didn't prepare you with that question earlier. There comes the 2-2 pitch. That's a broken bat, ground ball left of the mound. Williams over, bare hands, plants and fires to first in time. Two outs. Here you go. Are you ready?
Let's hear what we got.
I'm on Baseball Reference. Well, out of Hall of Famers, what do you say to Sparky Anderson being a South Dakotan?
The
great Detroit Tigers manager.
Yes, sir.
Sean Doolittle, two All-Star games. Keith Falk, remember the closer? White Sox, A's, Red Sox. Here's Denzel Clark out of Pickering, Ontario. Lays down a bunt left side. Williams over. Can't barehand as he went sliding in knee first. And Clark has the bunt single. Two out base runner for the Lugnuts. 5-2 Loons lead. Last of the fifth, bring up Ryan Guelbas. Currently in the major leagues, Sean Doolittle is the only South Dakotan born in South Dakota currently playing in the majors. Most years all time, Dave Collins and Terry Forster, 16 years apiece. Floyd Bannister, 15, then Mark Ellis, the A. Guelbas grounds the first pitch, foul at home plate, strike one. So there you go. There's a little South Dakota baseball knowledge for you. And Cooper Bowman is looking to add to it, the native of Rapid City.
Now we know.
No balls, one strike. Clark a threat to run. Williams throws. Guelbas takes it outside. Cacharillo stares Clark back to first base. Dave Collins, by the way, was out of Rapid City. Bob Ingersoll, Pat Rice, Brandon Clausen, Kerry Leitenberg, the Atlanta Braves closer. All Rapid City natives. 1-1. Popped up Guelbas. On the left side, third baseman Diaz dashes in a foul ground. Halfway to home, he makes the catch. And the fifth inning has come, and it has gone. And Clark's bunt single is wasted. We go to the sixth inning. It remains 5-2 in favor of the Loons.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Jake Walkinshaw's night hit a roadblock in the top of the third inning. The Lugnuts' daughter, in the end, allows five runs. A home run by Damon Keith in the second. And then in the third inning, four runs came in against him. He's now out. And the lefty, Kumar Nambiar, comes in to open up the sixth. Nambiar's first pitch swung at and missed by Austin Gauthier. It is the Lugnuts trailing the Loons 5-2. Well, here's the key. So four runs allowed by Walkinshaw in the third, but then the fourth faced the minimum. The fifth, 1-2-3. The curveball, low. On the count now, 1-1. So in the end for Walkinshaw, 5 innings, 5 runs all earned, 4 walks, 6 strikeouts, or 2 strikeouts, 6 hits, 1 homer, 1-1, strike 2 called. Nambiar going to the fastball. We'll introduce Kumar in just a second through Adam, but Jake Walkinshaw, there was that rough middle of this start, and then things ended strong. Nambiar's pitch, high and wide, 2 balls and 2 strikes. And Adam, I would say this is a microcosm of what minor league baseball is all about. There are going to be struggles, and you just have to push through it.
I mean, we've seen this a lot for the Nuts, where sometimes their pitching is really good, and then you have that one half-inning come-back-to-earth moment where you realize this game's really hard, and then you get right back to it, and give credit to Jake Walkinshaw for fighting through the battle.
Curveball is grounded sharply to third, handled cleanly by Valenzuela. Tosses across. McCall receives the first out. Let's introduce this new left-hander for the Lugnuts now, shall we?
Yeah, Kumar Nambiar. You heard of this guy? 5'11", 190-pound, 24-year-old from Larchmont, New York. His numbers this year, Jesse, pretty darn good. ERA is under 5, 39th appearance. Given up just 3 home runs, 54 strikeouts, 28 walks. Opponents batting .210 against the lefty.
Aldridge DeYoung bunts the first pitch right back to Kumar. Bare hands, throws a one-hopper, and McCall's got it for out number two. Well, now, it started off with a ridiculous bare hand by Nambiar, but then finished off. That is a difficult reception by McCall at first base.
He made that look easy. Way easier than it should have been.
Didn't you just say that minor league baseball in general is hard?
Oh, my goodness. He didn't even blink. I mean, 6'6 guy bending over to grab that, no problem.
Hand-eye coordination. Keikai Rios takes the ball inside. Rios is 0-2 with a strikeout and a double play grounder. Remember that double play? Veronica Alvarez had ordered Aldrich DeYoung, intentionally walked in the third. Popped up, foul, out of play off to the right side. 1-1. I mean, the Walkinshaw and the Lugnuts appeared to be on the ropes, and it looked like the Lugnuts might have to go to Nambiar there in the third inning. But DeYoung intentionally walked, and Rios immediately grounded into the 6-4-3, and that ended the threat. And then Walkinshaw righted himself. Rios swings and misses. On the count, 1-2.
Well, this is a nice effort right now by the Nuts. They got to get some offense going. Their pitching has really sharpened up after those two frames.
The left-hander kicks, throws. Rios hammers it, fouled on the left side. He was out in front. And we stay 1-2. Luis Diaz is on deck. It's the bottom part of the Great Lakes order. Both bullpens are quiet, so we anticipate seeing Kendall Williams back to the mound for the bottom half of this sixth inning for the Loons. 5-2 Great Lakes. Ground ball, foul, wide of third. 1-2, it stays on Rios. Kumar Nambiar, by the way. Adam, we should have set up a Kumar Nambiar book club. I believe it has been his aunt who's been giving him books to read this entire summer. And I just caught up with him earlier this homestand. He's reading the Cider House Rules. His pitch is down and inside. 2-2. He has been reading fascinating books this entire summer.
He's a fascinating guy.
Tell you what I learned from his most recent blog post on the payoff pitch. Lugnut starting pitchers competing in double bubble. Line drive pushed foul down the right side over toward the bullpen. The starters have been in that bullpen. And the pitchers have been seeing who can cram the most pieces of double bubble bubble gum into their cheeks, into their mouth. And at last check, I believe that the record is 27 pieces.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, you heard me right. Nambiar's pitch, down low, 3.
Is this, are you allowed to chew it, or are you just taking, like, and wadding it up there?
No, you've got to chew.
Okay.
You've got to chew it. Adam, I should test you.
I don't think I'd be very good.
Let's try that tomorrow, Wizarding Weekend. Let's go. Payoff pitch, up high and wide, and Nambiar has walked Rios, a two-out base runner for the Loons.
Yeah, what do you think you can get?
Oh, from me? So I can tell you, based on my gum-chewing habits, that I usually will just do the stuffing route for a little bit. I've done 5, 6, 7, 8. I haven't done 27. Nambiar hits the inside corner, a fastball called the strike to Luis Diaz, batting from the right side. I think that once I get past 10, I might be in trouble. That's where your jaws need a workout, right? The southpaw sets. Here's the pitch. A curveball is lofted to right field. Over to his right. Wellbos makes the catch, backpedaling to the warning track. It's a scoreless frame for Nambiar. All right, name your number, Adam.
I'm going to go with, like, 5. Set the bar really low.
Let's go to the bottom of the 6th inning. The two-out walk is stranded. It stays the Loons 5, the Lugnuts 2.
Dion, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The meat of the order is forthcoming. That's 3-4-5, Muncy, McGuire, and Armenteros stepping up to home plate for the Nuts, trailing the Loons 5-2. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. We invite you to join us all this weekend, Wizarding Weekend at Jackson Field. Scarf giveaway, one of 4 different color scarves, if you know what I mean. Adam went maroon and gold. Here's Max Muncy. Kendall Williams' pitch, strike called to start him. Adam is a maroon and gold kind of guy. Righty, righty. Williams kicks, offers. Strike 2 call. Gave him the off speed. Muncy today is 0 for 2, flat out to right, and he struck out swinging. Williams in his 5th inning of work. 0-2. Low. Ball and 2 strikes. Wizarding Weekend means butterbeer. It means that a lot is planned, right? 1-2. Just missed, and I don't know where. Neither does Kendall Williams. The right-hander is just going to take a little walk on that one. Slapping his upper leg. Now the ball back into the glove. 2 balls and 2 strikes. That was a tough take by Muncy. The break even. Hammer to left field. DeJong is back. That ball is off the wall and still in play. Muncy hits for second. Strong throw in. Tag not in time. Feet first with a double. Max Muncy, beg pardon, Adam, 10th double of the year.
I think he may have had the home run trot on there, Jesse. It looked like that one was going to get out, and he was a little surprised to stay in the park. I was surprised it stayed in the park, but great slide by him to avoid that tag and still earn himself a 2-bagger.
Shane McGuire now. 5-2, the Lugnuts are down. Nobody out. Muncy in scoring position. McGuire swings and fouls off the first pitch left side. Strike 1. Shane today, a pop out to second, a walk, but then he was picked off. Muncy away from second base. Williams looks. Muncy starts. There he goes. The pitch is outside, and no throw by Rios. Max Muncy steals third. He's 90 feet away from giving the Nuts a third run. That is his 3rd stolen base of third base, and he's now 7-for-7 in stealing bases for the Nuts. A 1-1 pitch. Off speed, outside. Ball 2.
Yeah, they didn't pay any attention to him. He got a great jump and just took off, and Diaz didn't even go cover third base. There was no need. Max was already there.
He stole third twice last week, Adam, against Aiden, and it was the same thing. Gained the measure of the pitcher, realized that the pitcher wasn't giving him too much of a look, and off he went. A 2-1, high and outside. Three balls and one strike to McGuire. Let's say he draws the walk. That would bring up Lázaro Armenteros as the potential game-tying run. And the pitch, low and in, there's the walk. It's a two-walk day for McGuire for a second straight game. And the Lugnuts have runners at the corners for Armenteros.
Well, we talked about it. Their pitching has done a nice job keeping them in this game. Walkinshaw had the one bad inning, worked around it. Kumar Nambiar shut the door and his first inning worked. So now you're hoping the offense can spark something and get them back in this game. And Armenteros, the perfect candidate to erupt with a big swing and really turn the tide.
The bearded Jeff Belge is warming up in the Great Lakes pen as the meeting forms around Kendall Williams, called by the pitching coach David Anderson. Loons won the first game of this series 2-1. Lugnut struck back on Wednesday, Victoria 6-3. Then it was Great Lakes yesterday, a couple of big innings late, and they blew the doors off at the end, winning 12-3. Now today, it's the Loons 5, the Lugnuts 2. The runs early. One in the second for the Loons, two in the bottom of the second for Lansing. Four in the third inning for Great Lakes, and nothing since. Bottom of the sixth inning, nobody out. McGuire at first, Muncy at third, Lázaro Armenteros. Righty versus righty. The pitch. Fly ball right field. Damon Keith to his right has a track, makes the catch. At third, Muncy tags. He comes across to score standing. McGuire holds it first on the Armenteros sack fly. The Lugnuts trail 5-3. The stolen base by Muncy put him in position to come in.
That's all Max Muncy there. Doubles, avoids a close play at second to get that double, as you mentioned. Gets a great jump and heads to third. And that brings in at least one run and hopefully more here for the Nuts.
I mean, that double happened one pitch after he might have struck out. Williams throws. Pat McCall takes a called strike in the outside corner. He had a very close take where Kendall Williams and the Loons were convinced he should have been gone. On the very next pitch, he doubled off the left field wall. One on, one out. McCall takes just off the outside corner. Held and presented by Rios. One ball, one strike, though. McCall a pop out to short and a strikeout swinging. The man who delivered so many big hits last week in Dayton. Left-handed batter, the deal. Williams misses again. That fastball ducking down. Two balls and one strike. Zahid Valenzuela is waiting on deck. Bottom part of the order here. McCall swings and drives it out to center field. Jose Ramos is on the run. That ball's back. It is gone! Tie game! A two-run homer by Patrick McCall, his second of the year, and he drilled it out to straightaway center.
We haven't seen cheapies the last couple of nights. Denzel Clark went out to the deepest part of the park last night. We talked about Patrick McCall just needing one home run to get going, and it could spark him, and it certainly has. And here come the Lansing Lugnuts erupting for a three-run sixth inning to get back in this game.
425 feet on that McCall homer, and it ends the game for Kendall Williams. For Williams, the 11th home run that he has served up this year. Jeff Belge, the southpaw, has come in. That ball was right down Michigan Avenue, and McCall did not miss.
He sent it right back over the wall to straightaway center. I mean, what a swing for Patrick McCall, and his confidence is coming alive here in August. Great to see, and great to see the fight here from the Nuts tonight again to climb back into this one and basically open up a brand new ball game.
New man on the mound for the Great Lakes Loons is the left-hander, Jeff Belge. I'll check in with Adam in just a moment, but first, everyone deserves a great smile. And Grewball Orthodontics is here to help you Lugnuts fans. Grewball Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with Grewball's affordable payment plans. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Lansing area, they love to see Lugnuts fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile that you deserve. Visit yourgrewballorthodontics.com today and book your free consult. That's grewballorthodontics.com. Adam, Jeff Belge.
Yeah, ERA sits under 4.5 through 21 games. She's given up a couple home runs, 30 strikeouts, and 12 walks. Opponents batting 192. But here's the numbers against Lansing. ERA up over 7.5 through 4 games. She's allowed a couple earned runs, given up a home run through 2 1/3 innings, and the Nuts are batting over 415 against the lefty.
One out, nobody on. Saheed Valenzuela swings and misses, strike one. Can you name that player who hit that home run off Jeff Belge? Give you a hint. It was a walk-off. Yeah.
Tyler Soderstrom?
Yes, sir. 0-1. Fastball called a strike on the outside corner.
That was a pretty big moment, if I recall.
That was pretty awesome. It came on the 4th of July.
Some fireworks in that game.
Yeah, over 10,000 fans watching. 0-2, swing and a miss. Belt dispatches Valenzuela on three pitches. Two outs. Now Hanson Lopez. Lopez is 1-for-2. A two-run single, a line out. He has also committed two errors defensively. First offering, strike called from Belge. Two outs and nobody on. In a 5-5 game in the bottom of the sixth inning, thanks to Patrick McCall. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Adam, just back to Patrick McCall. We've been waiting for this all year. We know that there's some great power.
Yeah, we saw it come out late last year, and looks like it's done the same thing this year.
0-2. Off the outside corner. No called. Strike three on the outside corner. Lopez is down watching. And the inning is over. Well, in the end for the Lugnuts, three runs. The sack fly by Armenteros, followed up by the two-run shot by McCall to straightaway center. And onward to the seventh. Adam Jaxa has the call. It's the Lugnuts 5, the Loons 5.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Here come the Lugnuts, right back into this one as we head to the seventh, all square at 5 on this Friday evening. Kumar Nambiar comes back out for the top of the seventh to face the top of the order. Yorbit Vivas, Edis Leonard, and Imanol Vargas the three visiting Great Lake Loons hitters that step in. First pitch. Vivas takes it down low, ball one. He doubled in the third inning, 1-for-3 tonight. Other couple at bats were fly balls to center and short. Kumar Nambiar throws. Hard hit, ground ball smoked past Muncy into center field. Base hit number two tonight for Vivas. He leads off the seventh. Loons have done this already tonight. Lansing scored their first and only two runs before that three-run sixth. And Great Lakes came back in a big way. They put up four in that third inning. The pitch in there, strike one. So it's Kumar Nambiar's job to try and shut the door here and keep the momentum on the side of the Nuts as they look to even this series before we head into the weekend for the final two games between these two teams this year. The 0-1 rides low. Good stop by Lopez. One ball, one strike. Back here 7:05 tomorrow for the first of two games of Wizarding Weekends. Come collect the Harry Potter scarves. Now the four houses. The pitch. Swing and it's lifted out to shallow. Center down for a base hit. Around second is Vivas. He'll hold there. And the first two have reached in this seventh inning. Well, in that third inning, it was the first six that reached before the first out was recorded. Now, this is where it gets interesting with Kumar Nambiar. He's been exceptional this season, but the moments where he's struggled, it's kind of compounded on him, and he's had some tough half innings. And Don Schulze, I think, thinking that same type of thing, wanting to just settle down his lefty, is going to march out there and check in with Kumar. See if he can find his way out of this jam. Tied at five in the seventh. If you're just stopping in, it's been a good one. Great Lakes took a 1-0 lead in the second thanks to a Damon Keith home run, his third home run in the last two nights. And then Lansing answered with two runs thanks to a Hanson Lopez single. They led 2-1 before Great Lakes had that lengthy third inning, as we mentioned. Four runs coming in on four hits. It had been 5-2 since until the last half inning when Lansing got three runs thanks to a Max Muncy double to start it off, then a sack fly from Armenteros, and a two-run shot from Patrick McCall, his second round tripper this year. We are tied at five, and Nambiar trying to keep it that way. Spins around to peek at Vivas at second. Emmanuel Vargas, 2-for-3, had a good night at the plate, couple of singles, and the last one drove in the first run of that third inning. Lefty on lefty, Nambiar's pitch. Check swing, did he offer? No, he didn't. It looked like he may have come around. Instead, ball one. Vargas hitting 283, 16 home runs, 60 driven in. These Loons can mash him. One home run tonight from Keith is all. Their 125th long ball this year. This pitch fly back our way. One ball, one strike. Big crowd tonight on hand. Lower bowl has been buzzing, and the stadium has been buzzing, especially if they're not scoring three in the last half inning. One coming out in late August. 1-1. That's low and gets away from Lopez, but not far enough for anybody to advance. Two balls and a strike. Take a look at some of the scores around the Midwest League tonight. That heated series with so much riding on it between West Michigan and Lake County. As those two fight for playoff position in the second half, it's the home squad, the Whitecaps, shutting out Lake County 4-0. That game in the bottom of the eighth. West Michigan threatening again with runners at second and third. The pitch. Line through the left side. Base hit. Coming over is Armenteros to play it. The stop sign held up as the plate is covered by Lopez on the throw-in. And the bases are loaded as the first three have reached in the seventh. The same exact thing that happened back in that third inning after Lansing scored the first time around. Boy, these Loons just keep coming at you. And now it's Jose Ramos. Down at Parkview Field, Fort Wayne is getting blanked by Dayton. Dragons in front 4-0 thanks to a 3-run 6th in that one. Mambiar's pitch. And time called at the last second. Kumar Nambiar was going, what's happening here? Now Hanson Lopez will head out there. Peoria is taking on Quad Cities at Dozier Park, and Quad Cities in front 2-0. Boy, a lot of shutouts tonight so far. A double shutout in South Bend. 0-0 still in the third. And then in a delay in Cedar Rapids at Perfect Game Field, what do you know? Wisconsin leads 5-0. All the games right now have one of the two teams with no runs, besides this one where we're deadlocked at 5. And the only final so far was the first between Beloit and South Bend, where the Cubs won 3-2. Lansing will head to South Bend in a couple of weeks. Kumar Nambiar will head to the dugout as he gets the baseball taken from him. And we will go to Trayson Kubo, coming in with the bases loaded and nobody out in a tied game in the seventh. It does not get any more trickier than this, especially as you're going through the heart of the order with Ramos, Keith, and Gauthier coming to the plate for Great Lakes. Big spot for Trayson Kubo.
Adam, I was talking with Trayson after his earlier appearance in this series. Remember, he faced the Loons on Tuesday. He allowed the tie-breaking run in the Lugnuts 2-1 loss to the Loons, but he came back and he finished that game strong. And he said all he's been working on right now is the stuff is there. It's all about the confidence and going out not worrying about the batter.
Well, let's see if he can wiggle his way out of this jam that Nambiar has started. Lugnuts are certainly hoping for it. Jackson Field trying to wave them on as they get the wave going around the lower bowl here during the pitching change. What a great crowd tonight. The pit crew having some fun with the folks come out tonight. Again, get your tickets, LansingLugnuts.com. Only 8 more opportunities to see the Nuts at home this year. Trayson Kubo works off that fastball-slider combo. And he'll get Ramos, Keith, and Gauthier. The Lugnuts did get a double play ball in that third inning to get them all out of that lengthy 9-batter, 4-run, 4-hit, 3-walk third.
A lot of commas in that sentence.
Yes. Sort of turned into a run-on sentence. All right, here's Jose Ramos. Bases full. 5-5 in the seventh. Trayson Kubo, what do you have for us? The first pitch. A little bit low and off the heel of the mitt for Lopez, but he tracks it down a few feet to his right. Ball one. Ramos tonight, 2-run single in that third inning. The first 4 in that half inning at the top of the order at base hits, including Ramos. 1-0 pitch. Swatted back up over the sweets and out of play. 1-1. Big pitch right there by Kubo to get back even in the count, even early on. You don't want to fall behind a great slugger like Ramos, 2-0. 17 home runs, 66 now driven in after the 2-run single in the third. The pitch home. On the ground, hard hit, backhanded by Muncie. Comes home with it, but he throws wide of the plate. And sliding in safely is Vivas. Loons lead 6-5 on the fielder's choice.
It's such an aggressive play by the 19-year-old, and if that throws on the money, that's a force out of the lead runner. But it's just a high degree of difficulty play, and as it was, that throw was not close for Lopez.
That's Max Muncie thinking, I gotta come home. It's a backhand ball to his right, so probably not going to be able to turn two. Would have taken a really good turn. This is lifted out to right field in trouble. Buelbas is going back. It's over his head off the base of the wall. Around third, Leonard scores. Here comes Vargas. The throw from Bowman won't be made. It's a 2-run double, and Great Lakes has scored 3 in the seventh to go back in front by a few.
Damon Keith remains in dreamland, Adam. He is crushing everything.
Two more extra base hits tonight. A walk. Damon Keith living right here in Lansing. And again, Great Lakes gives up the runs, and they come right back. And still, nobody is out. It's two half innings tonight for Lansing. Erase those two half innings. They are dominating this game. Austin Gauthier now stands in. The pitch. There's the slider. Swing and a miss. Strike one.
What, you mean like Men in Black style?
Yes. The neuralizer. Quick flash and see you later. Second and third infield drawn in. Still nobody out. The 0-1. Slider is swinging a miss. Two beautiful pitches from the favorite pitch of Trayson Kubo. No balls, two strikes.
It really is a dynamic slider to go along with that mid-90s fastball. It's just all in how he locates them.
The 0-2. Slider stays up and in. One ball, two strikes. You can just feel the momentum kind of get sucked out of this building. Stadium, rather. We're not inside, are we?
You and I.
1-2 pitch. Hammered out to center field. Hanging up, though. Clark makes the catch. Charging in. Guns it for home. And it bounces its way late to the plate. Ramos scores. Keith gets to third. It's a line out. Sack fly for the first out in the seventh. Jesse, would you like to see the first out recorded in that lengthy third inning?
Was that a sack fly also by Austin Gauthier?
Yeah, also a line out to Denzel Clark.
You know, though, I'm used to seeing strong throws by Denzel. That was an uncharacteristic throw that he couldn't get over the pitcher's mound.
He nearly got the batter in that third inning, or the runner, rather.
Well, if I recall in the third inning, the next move that Veronica Alvarez made was an intentional walk for Aldridge DeYoung.
Uh-huh. And she does the same thing here to get to Keikai Rios, who grounded into a double play in his first pitch that he saw, which ended the inning. First and third now. Same thing could happen here. Lugnuts trailing now 9-5. So Kubo comes set from the stretch and throws home. Swatted foul. The third inning, the Loons, a walk, four straight hits, another walk, and then the line out to center field. Sack fly, and the intentional walk, then the inning-ending double play. The 0-1. Down low, one ball, one strike. Here in the seventh, three straight singles, followed by a fielder's choice RBI, a two-run double, a line drive sack fly, an intentional walk, now a 1-1 count on Keikai Rios. 9-5 Loons, top seven, a four-run seventh. The pitch. That swatted foul down the right field line. One ball, two strikes. So that's the other similarity. Four runs in the third, four runs in the seventh. Right after the Nuts answered to tie this game. Kubo comes set from the stretch. Belt high hole. Throws up high. Lopez throws down to second. And coming back home, they've got the runner here in the rundown. Keith. Lopez running him back. Now it's Valenzuela. A couple pump fakes. Goes to Kubo, who runs into Valenzuela. And they are going to give him the run and call interference on Valenzuela. And Trayson Kubo is imploring that he's out of the baseline. He's like 3 or 4 feet to the left of the line. And now Jared Molman is going over to explain the same call to Veronica Alvarez, who can't believe it either. And you got to understand, for the Lugnuts' sake there, that Keith He was 3 to 4 feet to the left of the line, not in the baseline, as they ran him back. I mean, he's not even in the base path. He is in the grass. Valenzuela tried to get out of the way of the base path. That's a really tough call on the nuts.
You're taught if you're the runner to look for that contact, right? Because you know you'll immediately get awarded that base. My goodness, Adam.
And he's not even going to check either. That is a really difficult call for Lansing. So instead of a well-played rundown that gets the second out, Jared Molman elects to make that call.
It was not a well-played rundown by the Lugnuts fielders, right? The best rundowns, you only have to use one throw.
But if you get the out, you get the out. The pitch. Swing and a miss. And that's strike three. So Rios is gone. There is the second out. By the way, in all that rundown two, of course, Aldrich DeYoung gets to third. So the Loons have a runner 90 feet away, but they've already plated five in this seventh inning. And now here comes Luis Diaz. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike one.
Lopez is doing some work out there behind home plate. With Kubo on the mound, that's a couple of pitches that have been buried that he has blocked perfectly.
I mean, the A's catchers, they are conditioned to catch those sliders, right? So many slider throwers in this organization, and those are the difficult ones to block. The pitch, swing and a miss, no balls, two strikes.
Hey, as Gil Patterson said, individual slider tutor in the org this year.
That's right. Just brought him in.
That was sarcasm.
Pulled it out of nowhere, though. What a great quote by him. 0-2. There's the slider in there, called strike three. Good news. The call doesn't affect the nuts. Bad news. Great Lakes scores five on four hits, leaves one more stranded as we head to the home half of the seventh. 10-5, Great Lakes. On to the bottom of the seventh, we go at Jackson Field. Lansing had tied the score, but the Loons have answered with five in the top of the frame. It's 10-5, Great Lakes. So the Nuts will try and get after Jeff Belge in the bottom of the frame. Cooper Bowman, Denzel Clark, and Brian Buelvas due up 9-1-2. And the first pitch, inside corner, strike one.
It's the right batters to keep the Lugnuts crowd's energy up here at Jackson Field.
The pitch in there, strike two. Two really good located pitches by Belge.
That's what we saw from Belge when he came in the sixth inning. He's been aggressive.
8 pitches for Belge, 8 strikes.
Protect mode now for Bowman.
I should say 5 pitches, 5 strikes.
Get it right.
0-2. Well, that one's outside. Keikai Rios wanted it to be right, but it was wrong.
Well, it was the same pitch that he threw Hanson Lopez to strike Lopez out looking.
Just missed it off the outer edge. Deep breath, shoulder shrug, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Bowman down on the next pitch. And there's the first out of the seventh.
These are challenge fastballs.
They are. You know what's challenging, Jesse? Playing baseball when it rains. You can't sometimes. And it's now time to answer our trivia question.
Oh, okay. Jesse, I didn't know if you saw the forecast, because I'm going, tonight looks fine.
Jesse had that look of, what are you talking about? The pitch, it's outside. I'll work on my transitions.
Adam, why do you have an umbrella in the broadcast booth?
Well, you never know. It's going to rain sometime. Next pitch. That's on the outside corner, 1-1.
There's a great joke about a guy who goes for a walk with his friend, and he brings his umbrella with him. And it starts to rain, but he doesn't open the umbrella.
Come on now. 1-1, swing and a miss on the breaking ball.
So his friend says, why don't you open the umbrella? Why don't you give us some cover? And his friend goes, oh, no, this umbrella has holes in it. His friend goes, why'd you bring the umbrella if it has holes in it? And he goes, well, I didn't think it was going to rain.
Ah, there it is. 1-2, swing and a miss. And there is the second out. 3 strikeouts now for Belch to come in. Anyway, our
consecutive rainouts.
Yes, consecutive rainouts. How many times did the Philadelphia Phillies bring their hold umbrellas to the park? It was back in 1903. The Philadelphia Phillies, they were rained out for 10 consecutive days. Still a major league record. The pitch, that's in there. Strike 1 to Brian Puelbas. I mean, there's one day, even 2 days in a row seems like a lot. How about over a week and then 3 more days attached to it? Poor Phils, the 0-1, up high, 1-1.
I mean, who's the groundskeeper and how are they doing? The way I always think about rain, Adam, is what's good for us is bad for farmers. What's great for farmers is bad for baseballers.
You just give up at your job at that point, right? 1-1. That's in there, 1-2.
Here's what I'd do is I'd go on the road.
Yeah, exactly. Tell your team to get packing. We'll play somewhere else. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. My goodness, Jeff Belch. That is 4 consecutive strikeouts since coming in to get the final out in the sixth. And it's all Loons now. They get 5 runs and then shut the door, striking out the side. We're off to the 8th. 10-5 Great Lakes. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler takes you the rest of the night.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
We hit the eighth inning, and it's the Loons doubling up the Lugnuts 10-5. Great Lakes at all 9 bat in the seventh. And so as we begin this eighth, it begins with the top of the order and the leadoff man Yorbit Vivas against the right-hander Treyson Kubo. The first pitch fastball fought off foul to the left side. Strike 1. Kubo against Vivas, Leonard, and Vargas. These three batters began the seventh inning with consecutive singles against Kumar Nambiar, and then all of them came around to score on the five-run rally. Broke a 5-5 tie. The deal. Up high. An RBI fielder shores by Jose Ramos. When the shortstop Muncy fielded a grounder, tried to throw it home and threw wide for Lopez. And then the two-run double hit by Damon Keith. The sack fly by Gauthier. Wait just a second. Something got away. Left side. And a member of the Loons pen is going to go over to retrieve. And then there was the catcher's interference. Or maybe I should say the obstruction that was called. In the midst of a rundown, Damon Keith tried to come in as Aldrich DeYoung stole second base. Lugnuts got him in a rundown, then Keith threw his body right into Saheed Valenzuela and was awarded the plate. There's a swing and a shot back up the middle. Couple of hops to Muncy, back of second, fires to first, and gets the out. Vivas retired, one away. It was the perfect play if you're Damon Keith. It is exactly as base runners are taught. He extended the rundown as far as he could, and he gained contact with the Lugnuts defender. The Lugnuts simply disputed, saying, look where he was in relation to the baseline. But the home plate umpire moment awarded the plate. And five runs in the seventh. Eddie Slanard takes called strike outside corner at the knees. Lanard is 2-for-4, two singles, two runs scored, two flyouts. And now 116 base hits this year, most in the NWL. And 0-1 on its way. The slider fouled off. Bounced foul, straight backward. There was a game that was held in the Dominican Summer League that I wanted to bring to your attention. One out, nobody on, top of the eighth. Loons batting with a 10-5 lead. In the Dominican Summer League, there was a double no-hitter. 0-2, up and inside. One ball, two strikes. Two teams, each of them threw no-hitters. One of them won the game. It was the Cubs Red versus Pittsburgh Black. Home plate umpire Jared Molman has some words down the left side. Well, the Cubs Red scored two runs in the first inning. Pittsburgh Black committed three errors overall in the game. And there were no runs scored in the rest of the game. 1-2. Leonard lays off, slider down. And that's how it ended, 2-0. No runs, no hits, three errors for the Pirates squad. Two runs, no hits, no errors for the Cubs squad. Oh, by the way, the Pirates pitchers issued seven walks. The pitch, Leonard fouls it off at home plate, ricocheting off to the screen. The Cubs pitchers on the other side issued four walks, and the Cubs came away with the win. It was a seven-inning game. It took place yesterday in minor league baseball. Zero combined hits between the two teams. Just remarkable. And it backs up the old story. On any day, you might see something you've never seen before. Leonard goes down swinging on the Kubo slider. Kubo's third K. Two outs, nobody on, top of the eighth. Emmanuel Vargas steps in as Kubo looks for a perfect frame. Kubo has tantalizing talent. Struck out the final two batters of the seven. Fires to Vargas, batting left. Down low, ball one. First batter that Kubo faced was Ramos, who had the RBI fielder's choice. Then the hardest contact against him, the two-run double by Keith. Then the hard sack fly to center by Gauthier. The deal, swing and a miss. 1-1. Then the intentional walk for Aldrich DeYoung. But then Kubo found his rhythm. Since that point, you understand why the Lugnuts earlier this year had him as the closer. 1-1 pitch, off speed away. Two balls and one strike, the count on Vargas. Kubo in college, Stephen F. Austin Lumberjack. A 2-1 hitter's pitch. Vargas grounds it on the right side and through. Base hit. Bowman went to his left, couldn't grab it with the forehand. Right fielder Buelbas delivers into second. A two-out single. for Vargas. 11th hit of the game for the Loons. And for Emmanuel Vargas, who had one hit in five at-bats yesterday, he is 4-for-5 with four singles today. That brings up Jose Ramos. Adam has returned to the broadcast booth, by the way, and there is a great odor of ballpark food that has come with him. Outstanding. Ramos hits a high fly to center. Back goes Denzel Clark, nears the wall. That baseball is off the wall, carrying back in play past Denzel. Vargas is around third. He's coming in to score. A throw in over shortstop Muncy, right to third baseman Valenzuela. Ramos has already stopped at second. He's got the RBI double. And the lead grows to 11-5 for Great Lakes. Jose Ramos with his fourth RBI of the game. This one collected on his 17th run batted in of the year. A high fly that just kept carrying to center. Clark went back hoping for a play. And in the end, he had to turn around, hope for the bounce. And it came right back past him. Ramos at second, two outs. Damon Keith takes low and in, ball one. Keith today is just 2-for-3 with a walk, a ground out, a two-run double, and a solo homer. He's knocked in three. Seven RBIs combined from the Loons 4 and 5 batters. Righty-righty, 1-0. Low. Two balls, no strikes. So another great game at home plate for this Loons offense. Another rough one for the Lugnuts pen. The pitch misses outside. Catcher Lopez caught it, presented it, but no sir, no sale. Yesterday, it was the Loons scoring 4 runs in the 7th and 4 more runs in the 8th inning. And today, 5 in the 7th, 1 so far here in the 8th. It's a 3-ball, no-strike pitch. And it's outside for ball 4. Kubo walks Keith. Like a switch that flips within Trace and Kubo. From dominant to the opposite. Down to first base goes Keith with his second walk of the game. He is on for a fourth time. And in the pen, the Lugnuts warm up right-hander Shohei Tomioka as the pitching coach Don Schulze makes his way out to the mound. Along the Oakland Athletics organizational scoreboard, we begin in Double A. Now, Jack Cushing has taken his lumps this year. He was so dominant for AA Midland. He was promoted up to AAA Las Vegas. Las Vegas is a great hitter's environment. It is unkind to pitchers. He didn't perform well. He is back in Midland, and he's performing very well indeed against a tough-hitting team. The Midland Rockhounds taking on the Amarillo Sod Poodles. And it's Midland leading 7-0. Five scoreless innings. Six strikeouts for Cushing. Oh, by the way, Brett Harris, a single, a double, two runs scored. He's hitting .285. Chase Calabrig is 2-for-2. Mickey McDonald is 2-for-2. Kyle McCann has a double and 3 ribbies. And our good friend Tyler Soderstrom, 1-for-3 with an RBI, is batting .241. He's slowly but surely raising his average in Double A, just the same way he did in Lansing, only 20 years old. Austin Gauthier is the batter. The pitch, a slider, misses inside, ball one. Soderstrom playing first base today and batting fifth in the order. 7-0, Midland leading Amarillo. Starting up in about 40 minutes, the AAA Las Vegas Aviators will be in action behind Adrian Martinez. One ball pitch over the head of Gauthier as Kubo went right back to that slider, and that's not what he wants that slider to do. With six straight pitches that have missed after the RBI double by Ramos. Ramos at second, Keith at first. Loons are batting with an 11-5 lead, two outs in the 8th. 2-0. Strike called at the letters. Gauthier is 0-for-2. He's grounded to second, he's grounded to third, and he also has a couple of sac flies to center field. Two RBIs. Righty-righty, Gauthier the starting second baseman. The pitch. Outside corner, strike called. 2-2. By the way, single-A Stockton will be in action starting at 10:05. And in the complex league, Jose DiCochea continuing his rehab, a scoreless hitless inning. 2-2 pitch. Down low and away. If Dicochea had been healthy, we would have seen him as one of the valued members of the Lugnuts starting rotation. He has a great arm. High draft pick by the Athletics some years back. And so good to see him out there on the mound. The second rounder in the 2022 draft, the center fielder Henry Bolte is in the starting lineup for the Complex League Athletics. 3-2. Fouled straight back. Tried again. I was wondering, Adam, if I should say, you know, the action pitch. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. You'd expect the runners to be in motion from first and second. Score is 11-5. Ramos broke a little. Damon Keith, not as much. We'll see what they do here. Keith at first, Ramos at second, 2 outs. Kubo sets, looks back. Deals. Gauthier takes ball 4, outside. The bases are loaded with Great Lakes loons. Their PA announcer, Jerry O'Donnell, is here in the ballpark today, along with a lot of the loons' staff. As Veronica Alvarez is out of the first base dugout, and we're going to see the call to the pen. And Shohei Tomioka in this eighth inning. Kubo recorded all 3 outs in the seventh, the first 2 outs here in the eighth inning. Ground out to short, strikeout swinging. And then 4 consecutive batters reached. Vargas the single, Ramos the RBI double, Keith and Gauthier the back-to-back free passes. And Kubo is done. Tomioka dashes in. Aldrich DeYoung is coming up. And I get to stay on this organizational scoreboard. The Loons are up 11-5 and looking for more in this top of the eighth inning. I wanted to stick with the Arizona Complex League Athletics because there are a number of interesting players on their roster. Names that we could get to know very soon if you follow the Lansing Lugnuts. I mentioned Henry Bolte, the touted second rounder drafted out of high school by the A's this past July. They also have B.J. Cook, who was signed as a two-way player. Although so far I've only seen him playing shortstop in the Complex League, he has a walk and a steal for the Arizona Complex League A's. He is their leadoff hitter, a talented Australian. They also have Yeniel Laboy, another 2022 draft pick. And if you wonder if I love saying Yeniel Laboy, you betcha. Robert Poisson is their number 3 hitter, a prized prospect. He spent parts of last year and this year with the Stockton Ports. And he has been much better in the Complex League as he's looking to put things back together. They're trying to be good and patient with him. The Complex League A's are already leading 1-0 over the Giants. At the very top of the ladder, the Oakland Athletics are about to get things going in 10 minutes against the Seattle Mariners. Nick Allen, the leadoff man, John Bride batting second, Sean Murphy hitting third. It is a youth movement right now for the A's. Sky Bolt is in the order, Sheldon Noisy and Shea Langeliers DHing to support Cole Irvin. I was speaking with the Lugnuts acting manager, Veronica Alvarez, who is here while Phil Pohl is away on scheduled vacation. And Veronica had been coaching in the A's spring training since 2019. These are all those players that she saw coming up through the ranks. And in fact, when she first joined the A's in March 2019 to help out in spring training to coach in the, especially with her expertise in catching, Sean Murphy had not yet made his major league debut. And then later on that year, major leaguer. And there's Murphy as the number 1 catcher. Langeliers just called up. So exciting to see them now in the majors. We resume. Shohei Tomioka throws, and the first offering bounced foul off the foot of Aldrich DeYoung. Strike 1. Gauthier at first, Keith at second, Ramos at third, 2 outs. Lynn's batting, leading 11-5. Tomioka making his 18th appearance overall for the Lugnuts, 16th out of the pen. A 7.47 ERA, 24 strikeouts, 14 walks, and 31 and one-third innings. The right-hander sets below the belt. Lets it fly. Ground ball punched down toward third. Grabbed by Valenzuela. Sets, stands, throws. He's out at first base. Side retired. DeYoung has great speed, wheeling it down the line. But in the end, the throw did nip him. And Great Lakes scores 1 run in the top of the eighth inning on 2 hits and 2 walks, 3 left. Going to the bottom of the eighth, it's the Loons leading the Lugnuts by an 11-5 score.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's the bottom of the eighth inning, and the Loons bring an 11-5 lead over the Lugnuts. Game four of this six-game series. The man on the mound, Braden Fisher, out of League City, Texas, the fourth rounder 4 years ago, stepping in for the Loons. For Braden Fisher, this is appearance number 32, 41 one-third innings, 56 strikeouts. He deals. On the first offering to Max Muncy, sprayed foul into the screen. Strike one. It's going to be Muncy, McGuire, and Armenteros. 3, 4, and 5. Meter to the order for the Nuts. Righty to righty. Fisher to Muncy. Off the outside corner for ball one. Muncy is 1 for 3 because, as Adam Jaxa has noted, when Max Muncy collects base hits, they are not singles. Another double for Max. The break even. Swing and a miss. For Muncy now, 23 hits with the Lugnuts, and 14 of those are extra base hits. 10 doubles, 1 triple, 3 home runs. There was a line that I saw from Melissa Lockard, which declared a certain batter to be a mixtape sort of guy, as in no singles with regard to songs. Take that or leave it. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Fisher went off speed. Muncy is gone. Good job by the catcher, Rios, picking it up, applying the tag. Fisher strikes out the first batter that he faces, and this comes on the heel of Jeff Belge, the southpaw for the Loons, striking out all five batters that he saw. The big lefty worked 94 to 95 miles an hour, and he pumped that fastball in. Hitter upon hitter. And the Lugnuts couldn't catch up. Here's Shane McGuire batting left. Pitch on its way. The fastball starts him with a called strike. McGuire is having a McGuire day. That is 0 for 1, 2 walks and a run scored. Left-handed batter, righty waits. 11-5 Loons, the deal. Swing and a miss. Shane McGuire's name spelled differently from Mark McGuire, the U for Shane, the W for Mark, but I remember Mark McGuire drawing a lot of walks as well.
McGuire? W just doesn't make sense.
0-2. Inside corner, strike three called. And so now, we have seen seven consecutive Lugnuts retired via the strikeout by the Loons relief corps.
Yeah, last row needs to put one in play here.
Righty, righty. 11-5 Loons. First pitch, Armenteros swings and skies it foul to the right, strike one.
Put one in fair play.
Fair play by you.
Mm-hmm.
And Braden Fisher has struck out a lot of guys this year. Lázaro Armenteros has been susceptible. 0-1. High fly ball, launched to left, down the line. It's gone. That's homer number 10 for Lesser Armenteros. That breaks up the strikeout string. And the Nuts trail 11-6.
Pummeled by Armenteros. Home run with an exclamation point right there.
Fisher allows just his third home run of the year.
In fact, he did put it in play, Jesse.
That's true. And it was fair.
And gone.
And 419 feet. Here's Patrick McCall. Left-handed batter. Takes a ball inside. Knows a little something about hitting home runs himself. Two outs with the bases clear. And the lead for the Loons is trimmed to five. Roddy deals. Inside and all the way to the backstop. McCall in his last time up. Boy, doesn't this feel long ago. Hit a two-run game-tying homer. That capped a three-run Lugnuts rally. And at the time, it was 5-5. But then the Loons responded with five runs in the top of the seventh. 2-0. High for ball three. And Fisher is suddenly off kilter. A three-ball offering. You'd figure McCall would have the red light. And in fact, it takes a called strike. Down by five. The Lugnuts want to keep on gaining base runners. They wouldn't mind if everybody did like Lassero and McCall. But they are down to their final four outs. Fisher's 3-1 pitch. High and away. There's a walk from McCall. Saheed Valenzuela comes up next. Fisher tries to rediscover his rhythm. He brings it. Valenzuela fouls it off just below us, off the facing of the sweets, and the hard ricochet down. Eight rows back from home plate. I'm a quick counter, Adam.
You sure are.
Valenzuela's 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored his first time. Switch hitter batting left. Pitch on its way. Dribbled foul at home plate and right off his foot. All the way back at the very start of this game. It was the Loons scoring in the top of the second inning, a Damon Keith solo home run. In the bottom half of that frame, Hanson Lopez a two-run single. That gave the Lugnuts the lead. But a four-run third for the Loons put them up 5-2. Lugnuts squared the score at 3 in the sixth, 5 for the Loons in the seventh. Each team has scored here in the eighth. 11-6 Loons. The pitch, Valenzuela bounces foul up the right side. Adam mentioned earlier the story for Great Lakes, the big innings. The four-run third, the five-run seventh. Trying to keep that distance between themselves and the Nuts. McCall is short lead at first base, two outs. Two-strike pitch from Fisher. Here it comes. Valenzuela goes down swinging. When reaching for the fastball away, Fisher strikes out three in the eighth. But Lassero Armenteros' home run brings the Lugnuts one run closer. And onward to the ninth inning we go. It's Great Lakes 11, Lansing 6.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Shohei Tomioka recorded the final out of the top of the eighth. Tomioka remains in, going to the ninth. Loons 11, Lugnut 6, last chance for Great Lakes to add some insurance. Gekai Rios, Luis Diaz, and then the top of the order in Yorbit Vivas, 8-9-1 coming here. A right-hander versus right-hander matchup, Gekai Rios first against Tomioka. The pitch, yanked outside, ball one. Rios is 0 for 3. He is grounded into a double play and struck out twice. He has also drawn a walk. The native Hawaiian. The pitch. Fouled away. Whacked a ways off the right side. One ball, one strike. When last we saw Shohei Tomioka last week, that fastball was up there in the mid-90s. He was really bringing it. Fastball, cutter, changeup, and a curve. For the native of Kurobe, Japan. Time is called at home plate. Catcher Lopez says, give me a moment. And now goes out there to have a word with Tomioka. That allows us to look ahead to the pitching matchups this weekend. Tomorrow night, how about Kyle Verbitsky for the Lugnuts, who has been so good. Just got called up from single-A Stockton. The starts that we have seen him. Verbitsky, 3 starts, 16 and 2/3 innings, only 5 runs, 15 strikeouts for the 6-6 Penn State Nittany Lion. And he'll be taking on Emmett Sheehan, the Boston College Eagle, with the dominant fastball. Love that matchup, Adam. It's big-time college baseball right there.
Yes, it is.
Gekai Rios swings, fouls this pitch over the screen on the right side.
Lugnuts are going to need to win one of those starting pitching matchup battles.
Well, Sunday is River Ryan, who is so impressive in relief in the series opener against Lugnut southpaw Jack Owen.
Little R&R.
Yes, sir. Jack Owen has been great. Had a hiccup the last time out. Swing and a miss. Tomioka dispatches Rios. Got him with the curveball. And there's one away in the ninth. The first strikeout for Tomioka. 7.05 p.m. tomorrow night, 1.05 p.m. on Sunday. Those matchups, go to LansingLugnuts.com and get your tickets. And then the Lugnuts and Adam Jaxa head out on the road next week to Appleton, Wisconsin. Lugnuts and Timber Rattlers. Here's the pitch. Luis Diaz flies it to deep right field. There's Brelbas looking up. It's gone. And an enormous bat flip for Diaz, who brought the bat 90% of the way up the first baseline, and then he sent it twirling up into the air. Diaz goes oppo. Loons lead 12-6. Home run number 5 this year with the Loons for Diaz. Next up, top of the order, and Yorbit Vivas. Tomioka's 6th home run served up this year. Vivas is 2 for 5 with a single and a double. Left-handed batter, first pitch. Inside ball one. Feel like, Adam, we might get the escalating bat flips from Armenteros in the bottom of the 8th to Diaz here in the 9th.
Let's keep everything clean.
One up. Inside. Ooh. 2 balls, no strikes.
Like I said, let's keep everything clean.
Tomioka has hit 6 batters with pitches this year. Stays at 6. A 2-0. Target away. Oh, the pitch just missed off the outside corner. Fastball for ball 3. We've seen a lot of home runs in the series. On 3-0 with one out and nobody on. Vivas takes ball 4 outside. Edis Leonard will be the next Loon's batter.
Just too many Loon home runs. And that's, again, that's been the case for the Loons. When they're rolling, they're hitting home runs. They're getting extra base hits. They're getting big half innings. And that's been the case here the last couple of nights.
Adam, you've got those stats up, the Loons versus Lugnut stats on your computer?
Yeah.
Let's update those home runs for the Loons against Lugnut's pitching. One on, one out, the pitch to Leonard. Low and away, gets away from Lopez, bounces right, up to second base, goes Vivas.
I mean, they're averaging over a home run per game against the Lugs, 25 home runs in 22 games.
Speaks for itself.
Yeah.
It's part of playing the Great Lakes Loons. It was like playing the Great Lakes Loons last year, too. You knew you had to keep them in the ballpark to beat them on the field. Makes it awful difficult if you don't. Ball one delivery. Fouled away off the right side. One ball, one strike on Leonard. At second base, Vivas. There's one man out. The Loons are leading 12-6. Tomioka's pitch. Fouled away down the right side. Adam, you mentioned the Midwest League scoreboard earlier. They've gone final. West Michigan has defeated Lake County by the final score of 4-1. And so once again, the Whitecaps are one game up on the Captains in the Eastern Division.
Every game was a shutout earlier. They blew it.
Yeah, Lake County scored a run in the ninth. I don't know what to tell you.
Come on now.
Sorry about that. Here's the pitch. Low and away. That too bounces away from Lopez. Vivas can jog over to third base. It's another wild pitch for Tomioka. Two balls, two strikes on Edis Leonard. West Michigan, I don't know if you saw, Jackson Job just joined the Whitecaps.
I did see that, yeah.
The Detroit Tigers' top pick in the 2021 draft. What was he taking, fourth overall? Runner third, one gone. 2-2 from Tomioka. Strike three called. Leonard down watching. Fastball frozen. Second K for Tomioka. Two outs in the ninth. Going to be fun to see how Job does there for the Whitecaps, though the Lugnuts won't see West Michigan the rest of the year. I would presume that he would return to West Michigan to begin next year.
No question about it. I mean, he was a guy that didn't have a ton of pitching experience, but they like the upside. Took him, and we'll see how he does here at the high A level.
Here's Emmanuel Vargas batting left. Tomioka throws, and Vargas takes a called strike. So there's one crucial matchup when it comes to the division race. You know the Loons care, because the Loons will face the division winner. Right now it's looking like it's going to be Lake County or West Michigan. Whitecaps now back up by a game. They've got two more games to go in that series. The pitch, line foul to the left side, strike two. And then three more weeks to go in this season after Sunday's series finales. Over in the Western Division, South Bend and Beloit. So entering play today, South Bend led Beloit by one game. They are playing one another at Four Winds Field. It was Beloit taking the first couple of games of that series. But South Bend struck back yesterday, won, to get a one-game lead in the West. And right now, South Bend leading the Beloit Skycarp 4-0 in the bottom of the sixth. Vargas takes a ball inside. That's been fun, Adam, that this week that each of those combatants in the Eastern Division, the Western Division have faced off, but I just wish they could have scheduled it for the last week of the year.
Not quite.
A mini playoff series leading into the actual playoffs. Cedar Rapids will take on the winner of the Western Division here in the second half. Tomioka's toss buried it. Two balls, two strikes on Vargas. 12-6 Loons in the ninth.
And to take all the drama out of the last week, the Lugnuts and the Dragons will meet up here for six.
Oh, Dayton was really thinking that that was going to be their tune-up for the postseason. And then Great Lakes caught them and passed them in the dying days of the first half. And the Loons won the first half east. The pitch. Vargas bounces it weakly to second. In comes Bowman. He gloves. Honor hands to McCall. Side retired. Tomioka strands the runner Vivas at third base. Luis Diaz's home run rebuilds the Loon's six-run lead. We're going to the bottom of the ninth inning from Jackson Field. Great Lakes 12, Lansing 6.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Today, I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
It's time for the bottom of the ninth inning. It's a six-run deficit that faces the Lugnuts, trailing the Loons 12-6. We open up the last of the ninth and a new man. Yoan Valdez has taken over on the mound for the Great Lakes Loons. Valdez makes his Loons debut right here and right now. And they're asking him to record outs number 25, 26, and 27. He was just called up. Valdez will take on Lopez, Bowman, and Clark, the Lugnuts 8, 9, and 1 batters. Right-hander against right-hander. Hanson Lopez, first offering. Strike called on the inside corner. Lopez is 1-for-3 with a two-run single. Way back in the second, supplying the Lugnuts' first two runs of the game. Valdez, a big man, lets it rip. Up and away. Ball and a strike.
Yeah, boy, does he have a leg kick.
I think Troy Percival would be proud.
I think he's got Troy Percival beat.
A 1-1. Outside.
He needs to finish with the Aiden McIntyre kick through.
Oh, you mean the whip?
The whip through.
The leg whip.
Yeah. I think that would really finish off his motion for him.
Valdez made his pro debut at age 18, pitching in the Dominican Summer League in 2017. He was outstanding, a 1-1-0 ERA in 20 appearances. Lopez fouls it off, straight backward. Returned the next year, 2018, to the Dominican Summer League. 58 and one-third innings. They converted him to a starter from a reliever. 14 starts, 59 strikeouts, and a 2.93 ERA. And I think at that point they said, there's a lot of promise with this right-hander, right? Get him out of the pen. Lopez cues one foul off to the right side, stays 2-2. That was with Dodgers Guerrero in 2018. He joined Dodgers Lasorda in the Arizona League in 2019. And there he ran into some issues, Adam. 10 starts, 11 appearances, and an 8.70 ERA. 10 home runs allowed in 30 innings. 47 base hits. And then the pandemic year of 2020. Lopez goes down swinging, and there's one down in the bottom of the ninth inning. In 2021, he comes back. And Valdez goes to Rancho Cucamonga in the low A West, what we would call before and now after the California League. 17 relief appearances, a 4.03 ERA, 38 strikeouts, 9 walks in 29 innings. Returns to Rancho this year, ERA 3.92, but 57 strikeouts and 41 and a third, 4 saves. Here's strikeout number 1 in the Midwest League. Cooper Bowman the batter. Valdez misses low and away. 1 ball, no strikes. And now Valdez, age 23. 6 years after he was first signed as an international free agent. It's a long road. Ball one offering. Strike called on the outside corner. I bring all this up just to say he has now gotten to the Midwest League, right? He is here. He's now in high A.
And you give these guys a lot of props because, again, some of them can shoot right up, but others really have to fight through a lot of adversity to do so.
Bowman swings and skies it. Left side foul ground. Third baseman Diaz near the coach's box. He's there. Makes the catch. At two outs in the bottom of the ninth, the Loons one out away from a 12-6 win. That brings up Denzel Clark now. 1-for-4 with a bunt single. Right-hander deals to right-hander. Two outs, nobody on. Clark takes ball one, low and outside. The Loons' starting pitcher was the opener, Ben Harris. Went one hitless, scoreless inning. Kendall Williams followed, 4 1/3. They pinned 5 runs to him, 5 hits, 3 walks, 1 homer served up to McCall. The pitch from Valdez. Clark taking all the way, called a strike on the inside corner. Then Jeff Belge, the brilliance. 5 batters faced, 5 strikeouts. Braden Fisher allowed the home run to Armenteros last inning. 3 strikeouts in his 1 frame. Valdez for the bottom of the ninth, the 1-1. Outside, 2 balls, 1 strike on Clark. Valdez just replaced the lefty Jake Cantleberry, called up to Double-A earlier this series. A kick and the pitch. Swing and a miss. He went off speed. Clark was out in front. All right, Adam, I've given you enough time. Who does that leg kick remind you of? Do you have any other pitchers?
I don't know. I just get that.
Clark looks at a ball low. Count is full.
It's like a shortened leg kick up, too. Like, he doesn't extend it all the way. I think if he did, he'd be one of the best.
The very best for me was Chan Ho Park. 3-2. Fouled up over the netting and back off the railing. When Park was first coming up, really first coming up, signs came over, joined the Dodgers. I remember a baseball card that showed his leg all the way up to his ear. That was a leg kick. It changed as he went on. Payoff. Clark takes a ball up and inside, and he's on. Bat flips the walk. A 2-out walk in the bottom of the ninth. Brian Wilbon's next. Lugnuts down 12-6.
I don't know about all these bat flips tonight. See how that continues as this series goes on to the weekend.
I mean, I don't know. I flipped the microphone after I finished singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Wilbon's, as Clark takes off, and on defensive indifference, takes second base. Wilbon's takes ball one outside. So that puts Clark in a scoring position. And now a base hit, the Lugnuts would be down by 5.
You're supposed to drop the mic, aren't you?
I mean, some folks drop the mic. Some folks toss it like a majorette. Clark is dancing. That's his move. The Loons have not liked it throughout the entire series whenever he's got to second base. Valdez does what a pitcher does in that spot, which is step off the rubber. There's Clark. Clark goes for third. Wilbon's takes outside. The catcher Rios rises up, but nobody's covering. And Clark is now 90 feet closer. And he's not going to come for the plate. You know, I presume.
Well, that'd be his first steal of the half inning.
Valdez throws. Swing and a miss. We just saw this most recently with Lucas Giolito. But I remember Kenley Jansen pulling off the trick as well. The pitchers who, when they're uncomfortable about the runner at second base, particularly with sign stealing, balk them to third. Get them over there. Get them out of the way. The deal. Wilbon's takes ball three up and inside. And Valdez has lost the zone. Muncy waits on deck. 2 outs, last of the ninth, 12-6 Loons. A 3-1 for Wilbon's. A ground ball, one hop. Off the scoop of Diaz, pops up to his throwing hand, and the throw goes wild. Right past first. Wilbon's for second base. A throw in, hops Layden off the bag. Wilbon's is in. Clark scores, and the lead for the Loons is 12-7. And if you wanted this crowd back involved, that's done a bit of the trick. That ball is flying all over the place. It nearly worked out well for Luis Diaz at third base, looking for the one-hop scoop, popped it up off the snow cone right to his right hand, but then the throw No way for Vargas to reach it at first. Screamed by him. Max Muncy, first pitch, takes a called strike on the outside corner. Adam, you and I have often said, it does not take much to get the energy back in Jackson Field, and this place can get loud. At 0-1, Muncy swings and misses. No balls, two strikes, and the Lugnuts are down to their final strike. It has been ruelled an infield single for Buelbas and an RBI, and then the throwing error by Diaz to move him over to second base. Valdez deals. Muncy goes down swinging. This ball game is in the books. The Loons 12, the Lugnuts 7. That's your final. And the Loons have defeated the Lugnuts in three of the first four games of this series. 12 runs, 13 hits, and one error for the Loons, improving to 28-18, 68-44 for the year. And on the other side, the Lugnuts folded 20-26, 45-67 for the year, 7 runs, 7 hits, and 3 errors.
Yeah, just more of the Loons doing what they've been doing all year, hitting home runs, scoring a lot of runs, and really making it difficult on Lugnuts pitching. And that's what we've seen the last two nights. So Lansing going to have to try and stop the momentum tomorrow, but you got to give a lot of credit to the Loons who've come in here and won two really convincing games and taken three of the first four in this series.
Tomorrow, Adam, Wizarding weekend.
It'll be magical.
Look forward to it.
Can't wait for it.
Scarf giveaway at the gates. Adam is already the scarf collector. Will I see you broadcast in a scarf?
Yes. Yes, you will.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Will I see you broadcast in a scarf?
I mean, I am a proud Ravenclaw, apparently, according to GM Tyler Parsons.
Yeah.
So, yes.
I'm brave. You're an intellectual. Here we are.
You know what? Sure. Adam Jaxa, very brave. But I would also argue, intellectual in his own way.
Not a Ravenclaw way, though. Oh, see, won't tomorrow and Sunday be fun?
The LabQ fireworks are about to follow this game tonight like they'll follow tomorrow night's game as well. The Lugnuts will send the right-hander Kyle Verbitsky against the Loons right-hander Emmett Sheehan. Go to LansingLugnuts.com. Get your tickets. As far as tonight goes, good night. You got anything to
add?
That's
it. Wrap it up. Good night.
For Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Your final score once more. The Loons 12, the Lugnuts 7. Here's wishing you well on a Friday night from Michigan State Capitol. This has been Lugnuts Baseball.